Tomorrow's News Today.
As I predicted, if Trump mishandled the Epstein files, it is causing a mass exodus out of MAGA. They are allowing the globalists to grab victory out of the jaws of defeat. I've been exposing this because I know what I'm talking about, and because I know Trump's not involved from what we've known over the years. And as more evidence comes out, it just proves it. But his admin is covering it up. So we'll be breaking down the mass exodus, how it can be reversed. And for anybody out there who's white-pilled living in la-la land, saying, oh, no, you know, don't put pressure on the administration, General Flynn's coming on tomorrow. He's extremely upset, the most upset I've ever heard him. And Trump has bad people around him, okay? And so this is an intervention to save the country and the world here, folks. This is a big deal. Also, it turns out the latest psychotic trans shooter that killed five people in his family, and then himself, was threatening to kill me, Fox News is reporting, just a few days ago, for criticizing a trans member of Congress and just saying he's a creepy dude. I told you, the main threats I get are from trans people. That's coming up. Massive news on so many fronts. Confirmed MKUltra sex slave in international Satanism rings that are connected directly to the CIA and Bill Barr, all of it. Epstein, Kathy O'Brien, for 2 hours, and she'll take your calls. She's coming up next hour. You want to join us for that. But here's MTG saying we need a revolution against the pedophile occupational government.
100% for is pulling the left and the right, the American people. Pulling us back together. That's the America I love. This was before I got involved in politics. I was friends with everybody. We all were. Politics did not reign over our family get-togethers, our social events, the freaking Super Bowl, concerts. My God, everything. We had life and it was so fun. Oh my gosh, we had so much fun. I want to go back to the days of the government can be seen, but not heard. Not heard. I don't want to hear a fucking thing you say. Shut up. Like, I want that. Now, what does it look like policy-wise? I'm one of those got to get in the granular details and, like, read the actual legislation or the policy description and analyze, you know, well, how does that affect us? Can we actually afford that? We're $40 trillion in debt, and we're 7 years away from Social Security being insolvent. Like, these are major problems. So, like, for as far as, like, the economic policies, I'd have to get more into to understand. But I think that what I want to see is I just love people. I love all the people. I don't care what group they are. I don't care their race. I don't care whatever their sexual this. I don't care about their religion. I just think that people are so great that we need to pull ourselves together. And we have to hold our government accountable. That's what our founding fathers told us to do. Like, it's a mandate. Hold your government accountable. And we have lost ourselves. Yeah. We have totally lost ourselves and been easily lulled and distracted into a world where we're just too busy, or we're just too, I don't know. The American people have lost our identity.
We've been in a trance.
We come from
formation, America.
Are the same people that took down the most powerful king on the planet simply because they were pissed off about 3% taxes on their tea. Like, they were badasses. Why can't, like, let's get back to that kind of thinking, you know? Okay, we've got our government's a bunch of pedophiles and they're all in it together and they're eating children. Like, hold on. And our taxes are way past 3%. Like, we should be really, really mad. Really, really mad. And so I'm interested in...
History is repeating itself.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity.
The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Satanic New World Order is now being drug out into the light of the sun at high noon. And we all know vampires can't stand the light of truth. It's all metaphors. Oh, they don't live forever, but the spirits in them are ancient. Satanism is 100% real. The devil is 100% real. And so is God, and so is your choice. So the pedophile Satan network is being exposed and is going to go down. To a great extent, there'll still be pockets of it, but it can only operate when it's hidden. The only question is, will President Trump go down with the satanic pedophile ship when the documents all show it's the Democrats and leftists worldwide that are having to resign who are captaining it? So why does Pam Bondi and others continue to not release the files and lied again Saturday and said they had and even told Congress that when they didn't? General Flynn called me this morning, and he rarely does that. He was hopping mad with all the intel he's got. He's joining us tomorrow. We have Kathy O'Brien, who is a confirmed MKUltra sex slave, Satanist slave from the time she was a tiny girl. She broke out of it with the help of a good CIA officer. And wrote Transformation of America. I'll put the book on screen. And I read the book probably four or five times. We've got a copy around here somewhere, but we need to get an online version. Put the cover, please. Where she lays out in a book written 30 years ago. I'll pull it up on my phone for you here. Just pull up the cover for it. Transformation of America, Kathy O'Brien. And in it, she explains how they were beta testing it in the CIA and through their satanic networks on the ground, and how in the decades to come they would roll out the pedophilia, sexualization of children through the gay liberation rainbow movement and basically put the whole country under satanic mind control to go from beta to fully operational. I mean, it's incredible, but she was getting this directly from the decades of torture she went through. The satanic networks torture and rape the children, in some cases kill them. Then they go, and once they've already been programmed, because that's an ancient form of programming, then they would bring them to the CIA through the feeder groups. Her handler was Gerald Ford, or that was the group she was fed into there in Michigan. And everything she's talked about has been confirmed. By declassifications, you name it. But to see everything she warned of 30 years ago happen is incredible. And she's a supporter of Trump. And she can see that the bad guys are coming after him. The last time she was on a few months ago. But I don't know where she's going to be now with Pam Bondi and the rest of them covering this up. Which is so incredible because Trump, we already know the networks, we know the groups, even before the rest of the files came out that exonerated him as the first federal informant that blew the whistle on him 18 years ago. I already knew that. So why is he doing it now? Well, he said a few weeks ago, continuing to focus on this will really hurt the country, hurt the stock market. Bondi said it last week in Congress. No covering it up will hurt our souls and the stock market and everything else. The American people are awake to this. And just as you read all the ancient archaeological studies and you read the Bible or other historical books, because they found everything in the Old and New Testament, basically everything, but the Ark of the Covenant and the Ark, though they think they found the remnants of the Ark on Mount Ararat. They certainly found the remnants of a giant boat. We don't know if that's the Ark. I'm up on a mountain, how to get there. But everything else has been found. Everything Plato wrote about has been basically found. He was a historian and first big philosopher, obviously the most famous of that new age of philosophers. I mean, new age, but of that age of philosophers then. I'd say kind of the father of Western civilization. But it's all full of Satanism. It's all full of blood drinking. It's all full of barbecuing children. It's all full of cannibalism. The Old Testament's all about that group saying, yeah, we've sacrificed our kids. Everybody else is doing it. God tells us stop doing it. You got Abraham told to kill his son as a test, and then the angel grabs his arm. Says, kill the ram that had just come right out in the brush and not your son. God just wanted to see if you do what you were told, but this practice of human sacrifice ends. And then Christ came and said, it's completely over. I am the last sacrifice. Because that's how every culture, whether it was the Mayans and the Toltecs and the Olmecs and then the Aztecs, or whether it was the ancient Druids all over Ireland, Scotland, what's the, you know, England today, in ancient Africa, still in Africa today, Asia, all the same. Human sacrifice of babies. And so this is the reality, and it's coming out. I've been telling you this for 32 years in April. We're just a month and a half shy of 32 years on air. And day one, I was covering it. Because all the experts that I knew and I trusted were exposing this. But they were doing it in books and in little conferences and in newsletters. And they were prominent people. Didn't matter who it was. Whether it was Ted Gunderson or John DeCamp or G. Edward Griffin or all of them explain it's pedophilia and Satanism. This is what we're facing. This is who runs it. Here's how they operate. Here's what they do. And then it came out. Even the mainstream media in the 90s and 2000s, and they got corporate control of the media totally and never saw any more about DynCorp and Halliburton and the UN caught kidnapping millions of women and children out of Europe and shipping them all over the world. I mean, it's massive. And even AP reports about the Clintons and the head of their foundation arrested and thousands of kids smuggled out in Haiti and just, that was just a decade ago. And stealing all the relief money. I mean, it's just, It's horrible, but it is the reality. And so there's a term in psychology that's way overused, narcissist. Trump got obsessed with famous self-help books and stuff when he was a kid and positive thinking. And he really does love everybody and wants to be successful and doesn't like war and but he thinks if he just thinks everything positive, that's the way it is. And it's good to a certain extent, but not the other extent. And he makes everything about him. And yes, them bringing out Epstein and all this now, even though it burns the globalist, they thought they could handle it. It's out of their control. It's immolating them. It's self-immolation. They are bringing out cherry-picked stuff, nothing burgers. And it's not a nothing burger that the DOJ is covering it up. So, because Trump all made it about him not being involved, and so let's go ahead and shut this down, now you are involved. And that was the devil's trick at his pride. And why was Epstein so powerful? Why was he so important? I knew he was in the Trilateral Commission on subboards. I didn't know he was the representative of David Rockefeller who sat in for him as his factotum. his representative, as the head of the Trilateral Commission. He told Bannon that. I had never researched that area other than knowing he was in the Trilateral Commission when he was 30. He was, for David Rockefeller, when all over the world, spoke for him. That's called, in the Roman historical parlance, an imperial legate. Legate. One that speaks for the emperor. And the real president of this country, to a great extent, since even the 60s, has been David Rockefeller. They created the UN, the CFR, the Trilateral Commission, everything. And now it all makes sense. He wasn't just a super gopher. He was the central controller, the air traffic controller of the corporate and governmental systems. As I've said for many years, that was the case. The real globalist agents aren't Mossad or CIA or FBI or even WEF. They're corporate, and they've got people in all the groups that they control like a symphony. You can say that Jeffrey Epstein was a conductor with a 1,000-piece symphony. And I know the symphonies aren't 1,000 pieces. That's my point. But they wrote, Kissinger Group wrote superclass. Now there's 3,000 superclass that rule the world through the interlocking directorates. When you get to the top boards, it's about 100 people that are on all the top other boards that control the 3,000 under them. They write books how it works. Carol Quigley wrote one, Tragedy and Hope. He was for it. Bill Clinton's mentor, Georgetown University, head of political science. It's 1,100 pages. I've read the book twice. I've read all of Brzezinski's books. He brags about it. I had many times Dr. Francis Boyle, who got the PhD at Harvard. They only give one a year. The Kissinger Chair is what it's called. He was top of his class in every way, kept his mouth shut. Never even told him he'd work for him. He was just very quiet. And then after he got all the degrees, they said, all right, we're about to make you a super leader. And he said, no, thank you. I'm going to come after you now. And he confirmed all of this as well. Harvard's the main mothership with the Chicago Business School, Yale, Penn State, UT, Stanford, Berkeley. They've all got different components of this. But to get into the predator group, I told you this a million times, sex with 14-year-old girls is the first step. Then the money laundering, the corruption, all the things you're doing for them. Then it's little kids. And then it's, we're going to go in this basement, and there's two toddlers we've used up. They've been getting raped for about a year. Cigarette burns all over them, broken bones, drooling. We want you to go in there, and we want you to rape them and then blow their heads off. By the way, this has come out in FBI reports. You don't see it on the news. And I'm telling you, like, actual stories here. And there's other ones that Gunderson got out and were later confirmed with the finders, where they'd have some rich banker wife and husband that were super high level, and after a decade in it, they would come to him one day and say, get in the back of the van. They'd put guns to their heads, and they'd take them, and they'd say, all right, this is all on tape. You see that six-year-old girl? We want you to rip her throat out with your own teeth and rub the blood all over you on camera, or we're going to kill you right now. And they shotguns. You ready to die? And the bankers are crying. They're like, get in there, pussies. By the way, scream hell Satan while you do it. And there's cameras. They go in and they just tear that little girl's throat out and then roll around the blood. Then they come in. They say, have sex with the dead body now. Now, you're going to stay here for 2 weeks until you've eaten every bite of that kid. It's about making you do horrible things. It's about humiliating you, dominating you, breaking you, to push the Holy Spirit completely away from you. Because they're watching when you're raping kids and stuff that you didn't really enjoy it. So they need to fully make you do pure evil stuff so that they can get God. Because when you do that, God removes his spirit from you. Now the off-world entity, now that the Holy Spirit field that blocks them, it's removed and now it can come in. This is all science. They got to take down the energy field before they can get in, like an Empire Strikes Back. Admiral Ozzel comes in too close to the system, so they're able to get the defense shield up. There's an energy field protecting the third planet in the Haas system, or whatever they say. Admiral Ozzel is as clumsy as he is stupid. Make ready to land our troops beyond their energy field and deploy the fleet. Make sure nothing gets off the system. Well, think of it in reverse. They got to get the Holy Spirit defense shield lowered. And then they can get right in. What do the Imperial Walkers go after? They go after the defense generator. And once they blow up the defense generator, they've got it. You see, they got to get God out of school, God out of our hearts. They got to lower the shields. They got to blow the shields. And once they've blown the shields, they can go for a free-for-all. And you ask, how far does evil go? It has no limit. That's why there's the confirmed pedophilia, cannibalism, murder, torture, all these top Harvard people, top MIT. Oh, I love the torture video. Yeah, we're delivering the sex slave to the Hyatt. It's been paid for. Enjoy yourself. Yeah, my sex slave ran its operations well, but still talked back, so I tortured her. Kathy O'Brien, by the time she was like 8 years old, tortured, mind-controlled from birth, in a satanic cult, put in a few years before into actual MKUltra, electroshock programming. Now she's delivering messages, sex slaving, flown to New York, flown to D.C., flown around the world, photographic memory because of the compartmentalization, going back, hypnotized, total briefings. That's all declassified about MKUltra, doing that with children. See, to survive under intense torture like that, the brain compartmentalizes before the age of six. The brain grows only until about age six, and it develops its main personality, or the blueprint for that, by six. Then by about 13, it's complete. But biologically, up to age six, that's why they hit them, and they hit them hard from the time they're a baby. That's why Epstein's talking with top scientists about torturing babies while they play the voice of their mother is better for programming them because it opens them up even more. They're programmed to that voice they heard in the womb. So if you torture them during the voice being played, it takes it to a new level of control. This is real Satanism. Mad science, pure evil delivered. And MKUltra is just the name of one huge government secret project that went on for decades. But what you know of is mind control is all around you. It's now externalized. It's not just in the laboratories. That's the stuff they're testing, the new stuff. All the old stuff, it's been deployed already. You're living in it. I remember 30 years ago, they had Discovery Channel, History Channel, two-hour documentaries about Jolly and West, you and Cameron, tens of thousands of kidnapped kids, programming them in Maryland, programming in Toronto, little girls, LSD, PCP, electroshock therapy, 6 months of recordings of their brains, so that you can give them a command, and they'll go catatonic. Or give them a command, and they spread their legs. Or give them a command, and if you've then trained them, shoot somebody. So this is declassified. It was declassified 11, 12 years ago that from the 60s until the 90s in West Germany, over 30,000 children were taken specifically in the program from Christian good homes, discriminatory towards Christians, and given to convicted pedophiles to then make sex slaves out of them. And they even told you that. So you ask what Epstein is, it's this, industrial-level evil. And there are a lot of these networks and a lot of these groups that are connected, but with him, he was hired as a sex slave operator, but made the representative David Rockefeller on the Trilateral Commission, but he still kept his boots on the ground. He led from the front in an evil way. He was the George Washington of Satanism. He didn't sit in his ivory tower. He went out and recruited young girls by the thousands, just in Florida, hundreds and hundreds. And he would demand, get me more, get me more, get me more. And then he had it where the girls would then train them for him. And the ones that got out of line, you're dead. And of course, the little kids that are hard to control, the ones you don't decide to keep alive, well, they're eaten and drained. And that's what they brought in by the boatloads, the beef jerky's going to land in the boat. We're going to walk it up to you. We're going to chop it all up and send it to addresses all over the U.S., including, quote, laboratories, organs, flying them out. But the controllers, he would fly on, it's declassified, to Eastern Europe and buy 7, 8, 9, 10-year-olds where they could look at the parents, you know, look at the photos and know it's going to be a supermodel. They would bring those back, train them, rank them, but prepare them, and then they would be the minders and the controllers of all the different harems or satanic brothels they had everywhere. And it wasn't just Zorro Ranch. Well, no, there were hundreds of these under Epstein's control, now we know. So he really loved his work and worked 18 hours a day. A vessel of Satan. And now we've got all the black magic stuff coming out of there. And it's in the emails and everywhere. That's who these people are. And that's why so many of the shooters of John Lennon, you name it, say they just keep hearing the Catcher in the Rye over and over again, because that's what they were programmed to in a particular program. So they mean business. Of course they give you shots that make you have heart attacks and sterilize and give you cancer. Of course they spray aluminum dioxide on you that kills the plants, the humans, everything else slowly. Of course they're attacking the family. Of course they locked down the churches but left the topless bars and the Black Lives Matter protests going. Of course they're banning Christianity. Of course they're infiltrating the churches. Of course, because it is a satanic, spiritual, which just means transdimensional invasion. Oh, yeah, the UN didn't report the tens of thousands of kids in sex slavery in Haiti. Oh, and guess who was running it? The Clinton Foundation. And guess who set up the Clinton Foundation World Initiative? Not to be confused with their library foundation. They always try to confuse that. Snopes will go, Ghislaine Maxwell didn't start their library foundation. No. She's in the documents on record, even before this came out, mainline documents, funding and starting the Clinton Global Initiative that took the billions to Haiti and the thousands of kids. Oh, but Hillary put a statement out here. In fact, I forgot to send it to you guys. She put a text statement out that me and Bill had nothing to do with Epstein. I mean, sure, Bill went on some charity events with him into the island a few times, but that's it. That's it. Yeah, right, lady. Your first job as a lawyer, you're on tape bragging about it, was going and helping rich men that had grabbed a 10 or 11-year-old girl. We've interviewed her, broke her face in, smashed it in. She got scars all over her face. They smashed her face in, and then they raped her. Raped her so hard with a broomstick that it just, they raped her about 2 days, and they crushed her cervix in with a broomstick, or she never have kids. Nice people, huh? Hillary said, yeah, I knew they were guilty, but it didn't matter. I sure fooled that judge. She starts laughing. I'm going to find the tape. Yeah. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
our medical grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at thealexshowstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexshowstore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexshowstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. TheAlexJonesStore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom. If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionists on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexJonesStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. But now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rated. 5 milligrams of this a day. Bottom line, this is tasty, it's delicious, it's good for you, it helps children, it helps middle-aged people, and it really helps old people. If you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best. Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress, and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this. Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VFM members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VFM membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA revival today at TheAlexShowStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
On the power of the world, Satan, because our God is greater than the ruler of this earth. And this is the great test that God put us here for. Crank it up.
Your wings, you're gonna make it to the best time of your life. Don't stop
Satanism and the firestorm, and is it even too late for Trump to pull out of this? So sad. And where do we go from here? That's all coming up with Kathy O'Brien. We'll open the phones up for her as well. She's only with us 2 hours. Then I'll continue on to the fourth hour with Matt Bracken and the geopolitical military developments, Iran strikes, and more. But I want to shift now to another arm of the whole pedo system. It's everywhere. Huge firestorm in the UK. Over Keir Starmer for 15 years, as the head magistrate of the country over the Child Protective Services, literally allowing no prosecutions of Islamic giant pedophile rings that raped thousands of girls and killed many of them per town, tens of thousands per city. And now that there is a inquiry, private inquiry happening, they just destroyed the records starting yesterday. The government did. Unbelievable. See, it's the same octopus, folks. In fact, the UK and Europe, for my studies, is the mothership. But it goes on everywhere. Satan operates the same. I mean, Satanism, cannibalism in Africa, Latin America, Asia, it's everywhere. It is the religion of the predators. The opposite of doing to others as you have done unto you, or lay down your life for your brothers. The opposite of Jesus Christ. That's why Joe Rogan has accepted Jesus Christ now and understands good versus evil. I told you that a couple years ago. I was the first to break it because Joe told me. And now he's public, professing Jesus Christ, saying we all need Jesus. Good is real, evil is real. You see. He was turned off by mainline establishment religion, which is designed to turn you off. This is the Great Awakening, folks, that it's a spiritual battle. The political stuff is just a derivative of that, a side issue. It comes from that. But another thing I want to hit is the rise of the transgender death cult created by MI6, Damascus Institute, CIA in the 70s and 80s, deployed to the schools, pushed with Bruce Jenner and all the rest of it. It's just, oh, be nice. It's like gay marriage. Just let two guys get married. Oh, okay, I'm not hateful. Oh, just let your kid be another sex. Oh, but the school's going to teach him that and take him away from you. It's all out of the Pritzkers. It's all out of their pedophile rings. It's coming out the Pritzkers with Epstein, of course. Because they can't normalize sex with kids. We'll normalize the state brainwashing and taking your kid and then cutting their genitals off or chemically castrating them. To normalizing hell on earth, euthanasia of the children in Canada, the Netherlands, state killing people without even their consent. That's beyond euthanasia. That's where we are. It's all around you. People say, who's the new Epstein? It's everywhere. They've gone from beta to externalization. And he's in emails 10 years ago, 15 years ago, to the heads of biology departments about how do we normalize transgenderism. It creates the perfect slaves. If they'll accept two men can have a baby and there's no sex, they'll accept everything. That's what it's about. They'll accept men and women's bathrooms and dressing rooms. And men competing not just in girls' sports, but adult men in children's sports in Canada. You will accept anything. In cults, they make you do ridiculous things. When I say jump, you say how high. When I say how many fingers am I holding up, you say, I don't know, tell me how many. You just see a blur. In 1984, Winston's being tortured by O'Brien. And he's been torturing for weeks. His teeth have all fallen out. He's like, listen. Puts him on a rack, electrocutes him, puts, you know, cages with rats on his head. He says, in room 101, he goes, I'll say any number you want. He goes, no, Winston, you'll know when you know. So finally he holds up four fingers, says, how am I holding up? He says, and then O'Brien says the number, which is a wrong number, and Winston sees the hand blurred away, and he believes it. He goes, now we've destroyed your soul. Now we've destroyed your free will. Now we're going to soon let you go and sit at the Chestnut Cafe and drink synthetic gin and watch the telescreens about all our wars. And then one day you won't know when. We'll just come in and shoot you in the back of the head, and then you'll be put into a furnace, and your ashes pumped in the atmosphere, and no one will ever know you existed, Winston. It's about a victory against good, Winston. We want evil. We want to hurt you, Winston. We want to hurt humanity. We want to hurt decency. We want ugliness. Trampling and being trampled upon. We are the priest of power, Winston. He was number two in the Fabian Socialist Society and number one at the BBC in propaganda. And until he got to that top, he thought they were trying to help people with communism. And they all sat around and laughed and said, we're Satanists. And he went, oh, really? And his family had lost its wealth by then, but they were before very rich, but were in the elite with Galton, Wedgwood, Huxley, and Darwin. Their grandfathers were in that class. Just like the Trump admin, all the sons, you know, run all the big money operations, sitting there, these handed down. So they're telling you. And Orwell wrote essays again saying, no, this is what I believe they're going to build if we don't stop them. And his cousin, Aldous Huxley, said no before he died in 61. He said, George Orwell was wrong. We don't want to use the boots and SWAT teams. That's for the few people that resist us. We're going to drug people, dumb them down, put chemicals in the water that destroy the sexes, and dumb everybody down so much with entertainment that they're going to love their servitude. And that will be the model, he said, that we'll have done sometime, he thought, by 2020. That's always been their launch date, to go from beta to operational. You can read his book, Brave New World Revisited. You can hear the Berkeley speech. It's really about 80 minutes long. Most versions are 60 minutes. Make sure you find the 81-minute version. And you're like, oh, who's he? Oh, just a top technocrat and part of a government breeding program to create an advanced genius. And then his brother ran UNESCO, ran the UN, Julian Huxley. You might want to learn about these people. I have. That's how I know their moves, because I've read their playbook. And it's not just a big club and we ain't in it. When they're done, we'll be dead. But these mad scientists like Bill Gates are not all powerful. We hear about Bill Gates. His father, head of Planned Parenthood, head of the World Eugenics Society, when they changed the name, he'd also been co-chair with Julian Huxley of the World Eugenics Society. They changed the name after World War II to the World Transhumanist Society. His mother was an IBM executive. When Thomas Watson died, she was the chair of the board. IBM's sole purpose was to stop race mixing and create a master race of eugenics. So IBM was signed over to Bill Gates, but they had antitrust issues, so they acted like that IBM was in a fight with Microsoft, but they just so happened to give him the software licensing, and then he took over. Microsoft is a subsidiary of IBM to carry out world government and the murder of you and your family. So just learn about it. Hitler took orders from Thomas Watson throughout the war. In fact, Hitler wrote in documents that were later released that basically his boss was Thomas Watson. Hitler created a special award for Thomas Watson as the father of the Reich and as the supreme defender of the Reich. You might want to learn about that, you see, when you see Microsoft and IBM and all the nice little groups, so loving and liberal. So we have on a daily basis now, up in Canada, a man who thinks he's a woman who's totally psychotic and demonic, constantly at the shooting range, talking about killing people, goes and kills 10 people. The media tries to cover up that it's a man who thinks he's a woman. Now there was a shooting at a Rhode Island ice rink, trans father who said he was a woman. Let's put some pictures of this guy up. Shoots five members of his family, including killing three, including himself. And it took him, you know, overnight to admit that it was a man. And let's pull up some photos of this freakazoid. He reminds me of that guy that attacks the shopkeeper saying, it's ma'am, you know, the ex-convict. Hey, buddy, hey, sir, what can I do for you? It's ma'am. And, of course, got SS lightning bolt runes and Order of the Death Set on the arm. It's about whatever's radical, whatever's evil. But he was a big anti-Trumper, big, you know, supporter saying Trump's running the Epstein cover-up. And it's been confirmed that I simply responded to folks pointing out how sick Congressman Tim McBride is and simply said creepy. And Roberta, that's the killer of his own family, said Alex Jones, shut the F up, Alex. Don't be so butthurt over somebody different than wonder why trans people go effing berserk. It's a threat. But he couldn't organize himself, I guess, to come down here. And we're not a soft target, big man. So if you're looking for a place to get some holes in, you better bring some corks. But I've said, I mean, the only time I get attacked now is trans people. And if it's some guy that thinks he's a woman and is nice, I don't hate those people. If you're an adult, I don't hate you at all. I'm not judging you. But no, the goblin-like men that run around threatening everyone and use it as an excuse to be a bully and they want to go in women's restrooms all day, just like Congressman Tim McBride constantly takes selfies in the women's bathrooms. I mean, look, I'm not saying the guy is a pedophile. I'm just saying if I was going to cast somebody to be a pedophile in a movie that drives around in ice cream trucks and kidnaps kids, I would cast Tim McBride, the congressman, for that. I mean, the creep monitor, people have gaydar. Well, I got pedo radar. And maybe my radar is off, but this is like, high level, danger. But for speaking out against, just saying that McBride is creepy, well, I've been threatened, and it's interesting. It's been picked up on the news. Here is Fox News reporting on it, and here's local newscasts where they had to admit it as a man. Let's go to a few of those clips. Here it is.
Open fire. He was defending trans congresswoman Sarah McBride. He wrote this in part on X: "Keep bashing us, but do not wonder why we go berserk." So they're looking into all of these things on social media. As investigators say, it was a targeted attack. That's one thing they know for sure. Sources telling Fox it was a dispute within this family that led to the tragedy. So the gunman shows up, kills his ex-wife and one of his own kids at the hockey game. Police say three others are in the hospital fighting for their lives. And there really could have been more people that were killed, but a good Samaritan stepped in and tried to take this gunman down. Watch.
So what I can say right now that we have identified the person, the suspect, by a birth name. The birth name was Robert Dorgan. We have also learned that the person does go by the name of Roberta, also uses the last name of Esposito. But again, that will be all confirmed throughout the course of the investigation as to their status. That really doesn't have anything to do with the investigation.
Do you have an age? Yeah.
1969 he was born.
Demented dad. So when these killers go and kill people on a daily basis, they're a demented dad. Otherwise, they're a woman. No, it's a big, fat, ugly dude with Nazi tattoos who went and slaughtered his family. Reportedly, more have died now. And they're not going to be able to hide this in extreme proclivity. There is the most dangerous group in FBI statistics by orders of magnitude is trans men to female. And they're not really female. But that's what they call it. It's just off the charts. Almost every mass shooting is one of these guys now. The next most violent group is black males ages 14 to 25. The vast majority of blacks are not violent. Just like the vast majority of trans people aren't, but it doesn't matter. Statistically, they want to say it's white males commit the majority of crime. White males in a group commit the second lowest level of crime after Oriental Asians. And by that, they keep calling Pakistanis other Asians and Arabs Asians. They got pretty high crime rates. So, but if you just Oriental Asians like Chinese, South Koreans, Japanese, very low violent crime rate. So after those people, it's white females and white males. And I don't bring those numbers out. Everybody knows those numbers. To be mean to anybody, we're being told that white men are the scourge of the earth And I guess it's true. Trans white men are the most statistically dangerous group. It's like pit bulls. Most people have them. They're really sweet, nice dogs. They're cute. But statistically, they have the highest level of for no reason going crazy and eating your child. Or just attacking you. I'm not against pit bulls. I'm just saying we know the statistics. But you take people that are already mentally ill, autistic, you name it, or they're just criminals that when they're going to jail, they want to stay in a women's prison, or they want attention, they want a grift. There's a whole thing. And you fill them full of hate, and everybody's out to get you, and you're entitled, and you're allowed to do all this. You put them on SSRIs and hormone blockers and all this stuff, and you get some whacked out lunatics, ladies and gentlemen. And that's who they say killed Charlie Kirk. I got a lot of questions about Kirk, but they said he'll be dead tomorrow. A whole bunch of the trans people in that town, and then the man who says he's confessed to it, Tyler Robinson, shows up in a trans flag, acting super creepy and evil. Doesn't like the boy next door. But regardless, the shooter in Canada, this shooter, all the other shooters, trans. I'm just waiting for people to say, no, the Mossad did this too. So that's where we are, ladies and gentlemen. And we need to be aware of it. Now, when we come back, before Kathy O'Brien joins us, I'm going to air a John Bowne report. With the grooming gangs, the Islamic grooming gangs, being protected by Keir Starmer for 15 years before he even got into Parliament, he's now the Prime Minister. I mean, this guy is up to his eyeballs in this. And again, it's rings running children. And then all in dozens and dozens, more than that, towns, the families would go try to save their 10-year-old girls. They'd be beaten up. The police would come and arrest the dads. When cops decided to blow the whistle, they would be fired. When girls would run to the police station being raped, 10, 11 years old, they would be arrested for disorderly conduct. So that's how this works, ladies and gentlemen. And it's Keir Starmer that set all this up. So again, it's all about deviant, sick, evil people who want power over children, power over innocence, predators that get together, get into government, organize, and then have get out of jail free cards. That is what this is all about. And I have been 100% vindicated. The facts have been vindicated. Ted Gunderson has been vindicated. John DeCamp has been vindicated. Kathy O'Brien has been vindicated. We've all been vindicated. We were right. And everybody else attacking us was wrong. Megyn Kelly, who I don't want to hate, but my God, she just acts like she's one of us. She surfaced to say none of this is really happening. Just like Maria Maranovich, the big high priest, said, this doesn't exist. There is no Satanism. Really? You read the emails? You read the crime reports? Oh, it's the satanic panic of the 80s, which was totally real? They tried to recruit me into it, for God's sakes. In Dallas, Texas. I don't need to read about it in a magazine or know it's true. I've been there. I seen it. All right, we're going to break. We're coming back to Kathy O'Brien tomorrow. Now, this is an emergency flash sale. It funds our operation, and these are incredible products. This is the biggest sale of the year right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Store-wide, all the supplements, all the apparel, the ball caps, the T-shirts, all of it, the hoodies, the sweaters, the incredible supplements, ultramethylene blue, our proprietary ultramethylene red, the Irish sea moss, the Shilajit, all of it. Until tomorrow at midnight, we extended it one day, store-wide, 52% off. So I'm saying this live on air on February 17th, Tuesday. Tomorrow, February 18th at midnight Central Time, the sale will end. Store-wide, 52% off. Ends tomorrow night at midnight. This is an alert. Your support keeps us on air, and I thank you so much, and I want to give back to you. For those on the fence, I want you to experience ultramethylene blue, ultramethylene red, the Shilajit, the Irish sea moss, our bovine colostrum. It's a private label of the top brand in the country, 2,000 milligrams per little scoop. So good for your skin, your hair, your eyes, your whole body. It's the first 2 weeks of milk that comes off a cow or any other mammal is incredible. And this is the final week. This only happens every few months where you don't just, every time you make a purchase, get put in one time in the raffle for whatever cool American-made supercar they're having, off-road, Mustangs, you name it. You get put in 100x into the raffle, which they've never done before, in this week. And you get put in to win both vehicles, both the F-250 diesel and the Ford Mustang Shelby. That is a huge deal, and $20,000 cash. So take advantage of that right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And listen, I don't own thealexjonesstore.com. Bigley does, with all their great operations they do. So if they're able to shut down InfoWars, you can read about the news, they're still trying. It doesn't matter because Bigley owns that, and they're our sponsor, and they've built the Alex Jones Network backup studios and are helping build the new studios. I'm just work for them in the future. I don't yet, and so they can't stop me. They'll be the owner. I'll be the news director. So you're not just funding the current operation, because they're funding InfoWars as well, like 90% of the funding. They're also funding the future. So go to thealexjonesstore.com now and take advantage of the biggest sale of the year, 52% off store-wide, and everybody buying anything should commit in the lightest, easiest way. Become a VIP for $30 a month with one click. You instantly get $40 to spend in the store, special deals, special offers, discount sales on top of other sales on top of everything. If you're going to buy anything, you should be a VIP. The reason I say it's a very light commitment, you can cancel any time for free with one click. Just from whatever day of the month you sign up as a VIP, it rolls around every month and charges you $30. You don't like it for whatever reason, you get your $40, you spend it, you get your discounts, all that, then don't have any money at the time, whatever, you just cancel. So if you're going to buy anything, you should be a VIP, because you get $40 instantly to spend in the store, you make $10, and it lowers the cost of everything you just bought on top of the sale. If you're a VIP, at 50% off, some of these products are loss leaders, meaning we're losing money. But because we have a, I didn't understand this, we have a repeat sale on the store of 98%. No one has that. On the supplements, over 80% reorder individually. That's how good these are. So take advantage now. You have less than 48 hours. So tomorrow night at midnight. You have until tomorrow night at midnight. 52% off. We'll be right back with hour number two. Stay with us.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Well, barring a miracle, InfoWars, the website, the studio, will be shut down somewhere in or around January 1st, 2026. But regardless, the InfoWar lives on. But InfoWarsStore.com, the legendary site that literally funded the InfoWar because of your great support with so many great products, has gotten two final shipments in of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil. Both are the highest quality, the best out there. They're fan favorites. And right now, they're 40% off until they sell out. So this is probably, I said about 90% chance, your last chance to get Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. But don't worry, the InfoWar will continue with the Alex Jones Network. It will continue with all the other work we're doing. But right now, if you want to get these legendary products, the last time you can, get them exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, they're both 40% off for a limited time, so take action now, InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
you're going to break massively important news on Zorro Ranch and more that's coming out. Underground bases, you name it, with Kathy O'Brien. This is all coming out in the next 2 hours with her. In the second hour, I'm opening the phones up for your questions for Kathy O'Brien and your statement about all this coming out. It's all coming up. But let's look at the pedo rings protected by Keir Starmer with the Islamics over in the UK.
There are to have been upwards of 250,000 young white girls raped in this century, very largely by Muslim men.
In 2008, an 11-year-old girl came to the attention of the police after she disclosed that she and another child had been sexually abused by a group of adult males. Just a few weeks later, she was found in a derelict house with another child and a number of adult males. Yet she was arrested, 11 years of age, she was arrested for being drunk and disorderly. And none of the males were arrested. Has your force identified the police officers involved in that and found out what went on?
I don't know.
The veil is lifting on the UK's festering underbelly of nauseating cover-ups, where Labour MPs under Keir Starmer's iron grip just slam the door on justice for victims of Muslim grooming gangs.
The ayes to the right were 111, the noes to the left 364. So the noes have it, the noes have it. Unlock.
Labour crushed it, 364 to 111. Back in January 2025, the Tories pushed an amendment to the Children's Wellbeing Bill demanding a national inquiry into the predatory networks that have ravaged thousands of young, mostly white and working class British girls. While whispers of Islamophobia fears and political correctness shielded the perpetrators.
But I want to give a special thanks to the APPG on British Muslims for the brilliant work that you do to highlight issues affecting British Muslims and celebrate their achievements. As leader of the Labour Party, I am utterly committed to eradicating Islamophobia from my party and from society.
And let's not forget Starmer's own skeletons as director of public prosecutions in 2009. His CPS refused to prosecute serial pedophile Jimmy Savile, despite credible allegations, citing insufficient evidence. Hundreds more victims suffered while the elite protected their own.
How did you get it, though?
I can get anything. Yeah. There's nothing I can't get. And there's nothing I can't do.
We should accept that pedophilia is a sexual preference, a thought, a feeling, and not an act. We should differentiate between child sexual abuse and pedophilia.
The stats paint a horrifying picture of a nation in denial, with police recording 71,227 rapes in 2024 alone, yet charges brought in a pathetic 2.7% of cases, leaving over 97% of predators walking free. By the year ending in March 2025, sexual offenses spiked to 209,079, a brutal 11% jump from the prior year.
And nothing has shaped my thinking more than our crowd-funded independent inquiry into the Pakistani Muslim rape gangs. An inquiry that should never have had to exist. An inquiry that I created only because the political system itself would not act. That inquiry has been the most sobering experience of my public life. Not just because of the awful crimes, not just because of the horrific suffering, but because of what it exposed about the way this country is governed.
Now zoom out to Scandinavia, where the same multicultural madness has turned safe havens into rape hotspots. Sweden tops the charts at 84.4 reported rapes per 100,000 people, followed by Norway at 42.9.9. With studies showing 92% of severe rapes in Sweden linked to foreign-born offenders. Yet convictions remain abysmally low. Just 6% in Sweden prosecute adult cases. Scandinavia's unchecked borders and elite denial breed predators, turning progressive paradises into hellscapes for women and girls, while real men appear to be non-existent. John Bound reporting for InfoWars.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow grass fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available discounted at thealexjonesstore.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Speed is an understatement. Everything that Kathy O'Brien talked about 30 plus years ago and detailed and predicted has now come to pass. Everything Ted Gunderson exposed, everything that this hero CIA agent officer that helped save Kathy O'Brien talked about has been totally proven. And before she came on, I didn't ask her to do this, but maybe during the next break she can pull her book out. Because I had a copy around here, but it tends to disappear. People want to read it. But I've read the book probably five times, Transformation of America. It's one of those evergreen books that gets stronger over time. And the book is how they're planning to beta test it with the Satanism feeding into the CIA and MI6 groups. And then to externalize it out to everyone and turn us all into satanic predators. And that's how the book ends. I probably haven't read it in 10 years. But I was looking around earlier for the copies of the bookshelf. It's not out there. Or maybe I missed it. Go check it again. Because I have a copy here that's all bookmarked, actually. Yeah. And again, I'm not mad at the crew. People want to read that stuff, so they walk off with it. In fact, whoever's got it at home, bring it back. Okay. So I need to buy a few more, obviously, off your site. I mean, this is like revelation. That's what it is, because she went through it. And so I couldn't think of somebody better to join us to give her personal take on what's coming out, but also Trump. Because you have the victims saying, no, never saw Trump involved. I already know the groups, organizations, no Trump's, that's not his MO. My job's not to defend Trump. But then to have the DOJ slow roll this, say they released it all in March, didn't. They said over the weekend they had, sent a letter to Congress, put out some new stuff, lied. I even bought it. That's rare because the lie was so bold. And then Trump saying it'll hurt the country if this all comes out. Well, no, what'll hurt the country is these satanic networks. And now the cannibalism, the Satanism, the torture of babies, the human cloning. Now they've confirmed the Zorro Ranch does have underground bases, as was said. It was never raided. New York was, the island was, all that. It's 50 times bigger or more. I mean, 100 times. It's 10,000 acres, but we've had Air Force experts. We've looked at it. We look at the Google Maps. They've also flown over now. You see the huge snorkels that are sticking up that you have for underground bases all over the property, just as witnesses and victims said. And then they've got emails of him talking about buying babies and sending sex slaves to the Hyatt Hotel and all this. And then they've got FBI reports where they're like, oh, yeah, this little girl said they did this 10 years ago. You know, now she's 20. She was 10 at the time. And her report matches this video we have, but they blacked out the video and the photo. And it's them doing unspeakable things to a little girl. This is a family show, but this is also needs to be known. And just this is one case. There's thousands that I've already seen. A whole bunch of men, she's bloody, her face beat in, bleeding all over her body. And in the photo that they blacked out, a man has forced his arm all the way into her. It's not clear into what, and she has got her tongue sticking out in pain. This is what we're talking about. I don't like to have to cover this, but people need to understand. Now, Kathy O'Brien, Gunderson said, was 100% dead on. And it matched all the stuff we knew from the history. But then everything else that came out that she predicted is incredible. And it is a testament to the power of God that, because I knew her 30 years ago, and she had that 1,000-yard stare and really didn't talk much. You know, the times I was around her at the events we were at, very nice lady, but you could tell she was like, and I would be too. Over the years, I've seen her not just come back, but just so well-spoken, glowing, you know, so healed, you could say. And that's her own words. I'm putting words in her mouth, and I totally agree with her. So I just knowing this has traumatized me. And I'm not complaining. I'm just saying, I got three daughters. I mean, I couldn't imagine them going through 1% of this. So, and again, her father is Satanist in a satanic group. Then bringing her to the, you know, to the CIA and to be the personal servant of Gerald Ford, who we know is connected to all this. And then she gets the higher training, the programming. And that's in these emails where, yeah, we sent out the sex slave, the little girl. She got the intel. She misbehaved a little bit, so I tortured her. When you compartmentalize people, they get photographic memories. This is all declassified, by the way, MKUltra. So Kathy O'Brien joins us. And I want her to go wherever she wants, trance-formation.com. During the break, if she's got the book, I've read it many times. I want her to pull it up, maybe read later, maybe next hour. Because it's like you're reading it, and it's just like, oh, my God, this is exactly what happened. This is incredible. Because she's around these people while they're talking about it. And you've got the ex-wife of Sergey Brin saying, oh, yeah, they collapsed everything on purpose to enslave us with COVID, and they're taking over, so I left him. I mean, we have the witnesses to this stuff. And Sergey Brin and Larry Page at Google telling Elon 20 years ago, oh, we don't like humans. We're going to get rid of everybody. I mean, this is the attitude of these people to do these things. They have to have these attitudes, and they have tests to recruit people that will be psychotic or at least sociopathic like them. This is an initiation. So I want to play a short clip of Trump here. Where he, you know, he talks about, well, I'm not in it, so we need to move on, because they're trying to make it about him. No, this is about the victims, and it's about you weren't involved, but now by extension you are, and it's, and whether I can look at devil's advocate or whatever, it doesn't matter. This is causing an exodus, and the Democrats, who are the ones in all the files, are laughing. And I know, Kathy, you've been a supporter of Trump like I am as well. We've seen they found half the missing kids the Democrats brought in. They shut down the smuggling. They're stopping the transgender stuff. They're stopping the wars. You know, it's great, but it still doesn't matter. I don't believe in lesser two evils. We'll get your take on it. But here's Trump. I have nothing to hide. I've been exonerated. Yeah, we know that, but it doesn't matter. Your DOJ's covered it up. Here's a clip. We'll get Kathy O'Brien's take on that.
So Hillary Clinton said in an interview today that she and her husband are getting pulled into the Epstein matter to divert attention from you, and that your administration has something to hide. What's your response to that?
I have nothing to hide. I've been exonerated, and I have nothing to do with Jeffrey Epstein. They went in hoping that they'd find it and found just the opposite. I've been totally exonerated. In fact, Jeffrey Epstein was fighting that I don't get elected with some author, a sleazebag, by the way. And I've been totally exonerated. No, they're getting pulled in, and that's their problem. I don't know. They're going to have to see what happens. But I watched her in Munich, and she seriously has Trump derangement syndrome.
Yeah, there's not one email of Trump or his family in there. Michael Wolfe's talking about it, and there's the third most mentioned, thousands and thousands. They're in there saying, yeah, Trump's innocent. How do we set him up? Epstein, no, he never was with the girls. It doesn't matter, Trump. It's not about you. It's about your DOJ covering up 98% of the files. That's my view. Kathy O'Brien, survivor, overcomer. God bless you so much. And, you know, your faith in Christ and everything that's happened. You're such a story of just defeating evil. And so we salute you. Where do you want to start here?
Well, thank you for having me on. And with all the truth that is coming out, whether this DOJ can do anything about it or not, the fact is the truth is coming out because the people want it, and they're sharing it with each other. So that's the most encouraging thing to me. People are saying, well, all this Epstein information coming out, you must feel vindicated. And it's like, no, not really, because I already knew my own truth. I already knew what the plan was, and I just wish that people had listened to Transformation of America, read the information back in 1995 when it was released, so that time didn't have to prove it. How many lives have been lost? How many children trafficked and harvested in that process? How much longer are the Clintons going to go free for their crimes against humanity? It's got to stop. We the people, especially the survivors and the victims, have got to see some justice, and it's really going to be up to all of us. After 35 years of realizing that I'm not going to see conventional justice because national security was invoked on my case, I have learned that the ultimate justice is positive change through public awareness, and it's up to all of us. President Trump told us that he's returning power to we the people. He has. We are empowered. It's up to us. The system is too corrupt. We have all the evidence. We have all the proof that anybody could ever need, and we've had it for years. We do not have a justice system to prosecute it through. And the children cannot wait for this system to clean up. They need us to wake up, share the truth with each other, embrace that reality, and know that we can all deal with this situation when we remember who we are, why we're here, align with the divine within, gather that strength of the human spirit and infinite power of love, where we naturally unite to protect our children. It's time. We've been waiting a long time for this, Alex, and it's good to see that people are finally embracing the truth and starting to wake up and take action.
That is so profound, and you just hit the nail on the head. People tend to look at this as this or that. And yeah, we want all the files released, and it's sad to see the Trump admin, you know, getting involved at some levels in a cover-up. But regardless, the 3 million emails, everything else started to come out, is so damning. Thousands of emails delivering the kids, delivering the sex slaves, eating the children. They don't even hide it. Okay. This is devastating. So I've said to Massey and others on air, and so is MTG. I think she's coming on next week. Okay. Well, all these good Congress people, they have access to the unredacted names. Don't just keep bitching at Trump. You know, spend 10% of your time saying release more, but with what you've got, this is coffin nails, these people. And whoever's in there, go redacted. And we've got Congressman May saying, no, they're now being sent by the DOJ. All the stuff unredacted. So in a way, it was true what Mondi said Saturday. They said, we're unredacting everything, and we've released the files. I thought they meant, like, to the public. It was to Congress. Then I jumped the gun and said, okay, they're lying. They said they released it. They didn't. No, they did. But they said all of it. No, there's 3 million more emails and all the other stuff. So it's a mess. The point is, you're right. We have 3 million documents. We have 180,000 photos and videos, and they're now public, folks. There was an error on the website. We have to put another code behind it, but you can find it all now. And let me tell you, I've looked at it, and only a little bit of it, and each thing is just, it'll give you nightmares. But we have to face this collectively. We have to do it. But you're right. We have to keep still putting pressure on Trump, but look at ourselves in the mirror. We now have the absolute mother load of proof against these people, and it's everything you talked about. Now, it's in the book. Gunderson used to tell me stuff, you know, not on air. It was too extreme to say. But, I mean, I remember Gunderson saying, no, they starve babies so that they can then make them perform fellatio. That's one of their, and then that's Epstein is in there, and how they play recordings of the mother so they suck harder. And I know it sounds evil just even say this, but people need to know. And I know you don't like to talk about the satanic ritual abuse you went through to prime you for the CIA. But if you, I think it's important. I mean, the stuff that's been described that I was told you told Gunderson, and when I talked to your partner that saved you, I was told off record some of it because you guys thought it was too extreme to talk about. The point is, when you're reading these emails, when you're seeing this, is this deja vu for you?
It's not that it's deja vu. It's just the confirmation of the reality that this has been going on my whole life.
But this is exactly what I was told was going on by you and others.
Yeah, it's essential that people understand our children are not only being raped, they're not only being trafficked, they're being harvested, and they have been for a long time. Because the satanic ritual abuse that I experienced for MKUltra mind control is all well documented and proven, and the Clintons' involvement in it is extensive. The MKUltra files have been declassified now. They have been for over a year. They were declassified in December over a year ago. All that information is right there for anybody to research and see and validate everything that's starting to come out now with the Epstein files. And it's important that we understand how mind control factors into all of this, because mind control is a sliding scale from the kind of torturous, robotic MKUltra mind control that I experienced on a White House Pentagon level, being programmed at various DARPA, NASA, and military installations by satanic Lieutenant Colonel Michael Aquino, founder of the occult temple Aset, proliferating on military bases that has reached into our society on so many different levels. The satanic aspect is used as a trauma base. When we understand the components of mind control, whether it's of an individual, a nation, a classroom, a military, or the world, trauma is the basis of it. And it was found through Hitler-Himmler research. There's no trauma more horrific on the human mind than sexual abuse of a child prior to age 5 while the brain is still forming. When we understand how our brains respond to that kind of trauma, then we'll understand that the pedophile agenda is a mind control agenda.
And by the way, let me back you up. There are thousands of emails, literally. I've read, we've showed a bunch of them. It's insane. Where Epstein's talking about behavioral psychologists, all these people, about traumatizing children and others to create basically the X-Man effect. And for those who don't know, that's declassified MKUltra. By torturing children, it compartmentalizes them, and then they're able in certain compartments to find photographic memories, you name it, and then it creates these little super agent servants, not just for sex, but spying on people. Then the child can come back and report back an entire dinner meeting, word for word, what was said. That's what you wrote about in your book. You were trained for that, correct? I mean, you were sent out as an agent, as an operative.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I worked on a White House Pentagon level throughout my victimization. The satanic aspect in the Hitler-Himmler research, that is the second most horrific trauma on the human mind, because it violates everything sacred within us, and it violates our capacity to understand that we have all the power, and they only have as much power as we give them or let them steal. It makes us feel like it's beyond our realm to affect, when in fact it is. We've got the saving grace. We've got the victory within us all, and we need to remember all that. But the information on our own mind-brain function that is our defense against mind control, that details what happens in the human mind to create a heightened suggestibility, a compliant society, when sexual abuse of children is allowed to proliferate to this extent. When we understand all that was buried under national security, when we imported the Nazi and fascist scientists into the U.S. with Project Paperclip, with them came that formula for mind control. And right thereafter, the 1947 National Security Act went into place to cover up information on our mind-brain function, because knowledge is our defense against mind control. They don't want us to have our own birthright knowledge. They don't want us
explain that. Knowing of the enemy and its plan, then you have resistance. And instead, it doesn't even, it makes you even stronger once you're aware of it. To be clear, you're right. They took the Nazi, they called it mind war program, and they thought it was the best and used it. But under British intelligence, going back to the 1850s, they developed what they called mind war. The Nazis kind of copied it, where they found similar systems, but not as good as the Nazis. And that's why Sigmund Freud and his nephew, Edward Bernays and others, they were heavily pushing pedophilia publicly and mind control as well, but through more of a group brainwashing.
Yeah, Mind War, that is also the book that Lieutenant Colonel Michael Aquino wrote. And it is the psychological warfare on humanity that's unfolding today. It's the satanic ritual abuse. It's the sexual abuse and harvesting of our children. It's the trauma that's affecting the whole nation while this continues to go forward with no justice. You know, so that is being further traumatic in itself. But Michael Aquino wrote that book with General Vailey, who is on the board of directors of Turning Point USA. You know, so we're seeing infiltration. We're seeing far-reaching effects, and we all need to wake up and start facing the facts of what mind control is all about, what the mind war, psychological warfare, the trauma that we're all experiencing is all about. And when we have that knowledge, that's our defense against mind control, then we evolve with that knowledge and we don't comply with it anymore. Then we take back our own power. Then we realize it is up to us. It's up to, it always has been. Each and every one of us, each and every individual needs to reclaim their free thought, free will, soul expression, so they can gather that strength of human spirit and the infinite power of love. Because in that regard, the mind control that's being used is a spiritual battle. It's a spiritual warfare on all of us, because they're using mind control to keep us from going within and realizing that we have that strength of the human spirit to remember who we are and why we're here. And that's the plan, and that's why they're using
absolutely just to be
mind
clear,
control. And
you as a child, an ongoing, you were part of satanic rituals where children were killed.
Yes.
It's important for the record. I know it's hard for you to talk about, but people need to know. Can you just briefly, like, your earliest memories or what you saw?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that not only that, but I think it's important to know that the Satanism was infiltrated by the CIA for the purposes not only of using it as a trauma base, but also for harvesting the tortured blood of the victims, particularly children. And that was the precursor to adrenochrome. The fact that Satanists drank blood was the precursor to it. And Hillary Clinton was actively involved in 1977, that I know of, in the trafficking of that adrenalized blood. And that is the kind of murder that I witnessed. So that was put into what Bill Clinton had already established as the CIA's cocaine operation, the MENA cocaine operation. She was using the satanic blood aspects. So she was involved in human trafficking, child sex trafficking, but above all, child harvesting for the adrenochrome all the way back in 1977. The horrors that I have seen are unconscionable. They're inexcusable.
Were you told by people you worked with or under the operation, or did you ever see Hillary engage in any of this?
Yeah, I was exposed to Hillary in the 70s, in the late 70s, and throughout my MK Ultra victimization.
Well, if you don't mind, please tell us that, because I remember when Tex Mars had this huge library, this was pre-internet, he showed me all these news clippings, like AP, about one time Al Gore gets off an airplane and a small refrigerator falls and busts open full of bags of blood. And there are other witnesses that he literally doesn't just do IVs, he drinks it. That's been in the news. I mean, at Thomson Reuters, you probably find it with a LexisNexis search. Kathy O'Brien is our guest. Stay with us.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom, heavy, This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
We have a new product in at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, you've been asking for DNA Force, but we brought it back, but even stronger. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want stamina, energy, clarity, with no letdown, and incredible health, this is it. Ultra DNA Revival. And it's key to understand that all of the ingredients in this are organically derived. You can buy synthetic versions that don't work as good. In some cases, can be toxic for maybe 10% of the price. But despite the fact this has top-end ingredients, it's still very, very affordable. Now, you can go spend a day, and I hope you do, thealexjonesstore.com, looking at the ingredients that are in this and then looking at how they're organically derived and how each ingredient itself is a game changer for you and your family. So if you want to boost your clarity, your focus, your energy, your immune system, your overall health, this is the product for you. And the first run is now available right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Now, back to our program.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I'm not going to recap all my intel on Hillary that's public, but she was the head person against Nixon, again, connected to David Rockefeller, just like Epstein. She then, when her first job as a lawyer, was sent to Hot Springs to cover up the mafia that was based there out of Chicago, raping kids. In one case, an 11-year-old girl grabbed her off the bicycle, raped her, destroyed her cervix with a broomstick. And then there's audio of her bragging that she knew that they raped her, but she got them off. Day one. And, of course, her dad was the number two to Daley in the mafia in Chicago. And so this is a monster of monsters. And then the clip can never be found because it's pre-internet. I mean, like video clips. It was like, I don't know, like 1993. Bill Clinton had just been elected. And David Rockefeller was at the White House visiting, and this is an exact quote, and somebody out there could probably find this, or you can go to TV Archive Place and buy it. We should. And he goes, back when I was in high school, going to that private school, David Rockefeller came to visit, and he pulled me aside and said I could be president one day, and I started working with him. And I just want to say there were only two people thought I'd ever be president. That was my mama and David Rockefeller. So thank you, David Rockefeller. Now, that's an exact quote. And the fact that he worked for Rockefeller's on record. But we now know Epstein was brought to the Trilateral Commission to serve under Rockefeller, the head of it. And when Rockefeller couldn't be there, he'd send Epstein. So David Rockefeller is right at the center of this. So let's go there. I mean, I remember you 30 years ago were naming names going through it. Who are the world leaders you were working for? You know, the Pentagon as a very young girl. You go out of the Satanism as the feeder group into the MKUltra. How much of that do you remember? Then the programming, then you're going around. You were saying you directly saw Hillary Clinton involved. Because now we have these thousands of emails about all the jerky, and the jerky's being delivered, and we're isolating it, and it's in the freezer, and we're sending it to labs. And, man, we're going to get off this jerky diet. It's all we've been eating. And then we have Woody Allen and all of them talking about, no, these are kids. They're eating flesh. They're grinding up the bones for roughage or for fiber in the guts. I mean, this is hell world. It's not even coated. They're like one piece of pizza for seven people. It's glowing. It loves it. You're going to really enjoy it. The Podesta emails, WikiLeaks, we're living the 7, 9, and 11-year-old to the hot tub for your pleasure, for your entertainment. And the Aleister Crowley stuff, I mean, it's just unspeakable. So it's important to get this on record, okay, because I know you talked about this decades ago, but if you can, specifically, you were talking about Hillary Clinton. I know there's a lot you can say, but who do you want to get on record here of what you witnessed and who was involved? Thank you, Kathy O'Brien.
Well, Clinton Chronicles had told a story about the two boys murdered on the railroad track. You might remember that back in the day, Alex. And Wayne Cox, my handler at the time, was involved in that. He was working the CIA cocaine operations for Bill Clinton and had a occult satanic coven with Roger Clinton, which was Bill Clinton's half-brother. And they were the ones who were working that, those operations when the kids were killed on the railroad track. That's their MO. That was part of it all. And no matter how many times the information starts to come out, it gets covered right back up. But, Roger Clinton was heavily involved in the satanic aspect and the precursor to the adrenochrome right there with Wayne Cox, running it for Hillary Clinton because that was her faction of it. So all that was going on. This was back when Bill Clinton was Attorney General of Arkansas, before he was even governor, before he was president. I mean, this goes back that far. These roots of corruption are so deep that we've got to understand how deep they go in order to effectively uproot them all. As soon as a little bit of truth comes out, you know, we got the Epstein files released. What do we get, Alex? Were you predicting it? A shooter. Of course we have to have a trans shooter, another one. And that trauma will just be all over the news to divert people away from the information that was coming out. We need to get the information out and then go to the deep, deep roots of it all.
I agree. What do you make of the trans shooter confirmed threatening basically my life the day before he did this?
Well, the trans shooters are, you know, it was decided back at Bohemian Grove, the old Bohemian Grove days. George Bush was talking about how if they lost control over the population that with mind control, then they would reduce our numbers to a much more manageable size. So the shooters are part of that.
By the way, you wrote that 20 years before Zbigniew Brzezinski to the Canadian CFR said the same thing. He said, we can no longer manage people in propaganda. We just have to kill everybody.
Yeah. And he said, if that doesn't work, that they'll destroy the planet. We're watching so much of that happen in real time right now. And this has been, I've had this information released since 1995. So I'm I'm hoping that more and more of it will come to light so that we realize that this plan does not need to unfold. It's already not unfolding the way they want it to. They're getting frantic. The transgender movement is a pedophile agenda with the depopulation agenda attached to it. Look back on Gerald Ford's cabinet and who he had in it and what he was doing. Gerald Ford had Henry Kissinger in his cabinet, and they wrote the first depopulation agenda. That's public record. Anybody can research that for themselves and see that. We'll see how much of the corruption was rooted all the way back then. He had Rockefeller as his vice president. He had Dick Cheney in his cabinet. Dick Cheney is one of the most vile, violent, horrific abusers that has ever been. Just horrible, horrible. George Bush Sr.
Well, for those who don't know, why don't you spend a little time on what you personally know about Cheney that's been confirmed by others? He likes to beat people to death, pretty much.
Dick Cheney?
Yes.
He's absolutely brutal, and he uses the most dangerous game of human hunting. I was hunted by him when I was 17. That was the first time in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, on at his place there, and hunted numerous times after that. Most dangerous game is a trauma base for mind control, especially on a high level.
By the way, that's now coming out in these documents and others about elites literally hunting people at places like that.
Absolutely. And it's to create a sense that there's no place to run and no place to hide. Since many do die, many are killed, that you never know if you're going to survive it or not. So you do everything you're told as though your life depends on it, because it does. That's the programming. And Dick Cheney was very much a part of all that. And these deep roots of corruption are something that we need to realize have been a strong basis of mind control, not only for individuals like me, but for our nation as a whole. Because Gerald Ford is the one who covered up the Kennedy assassination. That's when these perpetrators, this globalist agenda, this dark negative energy force that's in raping our children and using drug and human trafficking across open borders to fund their agenda, that's when they took over. And it was a horrific trauma to the whole nation. Again, trauma is a basis of mind control, and that trauma traumatized the nation, and it's when they took over. Anyone questioning the one bullet theory was called a conspiracy theorist. They were shamed for questioning the repetitive media narrative. Look in Gerald Ford's cabinet again, and he had Jack Valenti, head of the Motion Picture Association of America, as his press secretary. Jack Valenti is the one who gave us the term conspiracy theory of anyone questioning the media narrative, because he controlled the media narrative. He had a very high position of power over everything that was emanating out of Hollywood, and we know what a pit of
Kathy O'Brien's our guest. This history is important. I want you wherever you want, but I want to speak what you're saying, because I totally agree with you. The Great Awakening's here. They're in panic mode. They admit it even at their Munich conference, CFR meetings, trilateral meetings, WEF meetings. And I get from high level sources, and I've met off record with some to the top people who aren't implicated in this, but are very famous, very well known. And a lot of them have obviously broken with them, but publicly, you know, had Elon Musk on things. I'll leave it at that. He definitely knows about this and is fighting it. So this is all being basically separated out right now. How would you describe where the globalists are, where the satanic network is right now, and what do you think they're going to do to strike back?
They've lost control. We've already passed critical mass. We passed critical mass 2016, when so many people were awake and aware that the sheer numbers of us overrode the rigged electronic algorithm, the voting machines, to elect a president that was not Hillary Clinton and the New World Order. People knew better all the way back in 2016, and the numbers have grown dramatically since then. Those electronic voting machines have been rigged since their inception to place key people in positions of power and influence who were part of the globalist agenda. They went into place in the wake of the Kennedy assassination. George Bush and Dick Cheney owned Diebold. They had huge stock in Diebold, the original electronic voting machines. We need to look back on all that and realize that they're playing the same game. The thing is, so many people are awake and aware of it now that they're losing their grip. They're in the last ditch efforts now. They went all in 2020 with mind control masked as a virus on the whole global population. And all it ended up ultimately doing is waking up people more, because everyone got a taste of mind control and realized that they had complied against their will with an adverse agenda and are seeing the horrific.
And they declassified that MI6, CIA, all of them worked together to, quote, terrorize the public. It's declassified. And as you said in your book 31 years ago, if they start losing, they will depopulate us, meaning a virus. My concern is that COVID was a beta test. Now that they're so cornered, I think they may release something far worse.
Well, they also are, other components of mind control are sleep, food, and water deprivation. People are working 9 to 5, 5 to 9 to put food on the table that has no nutritional value. It's being genetically altered and bioengineered to deliberately starve our brains. Mind control shuts down neuron pathways, whether it's trauma or starvation, lack of sleep.
Look at the NextGen cult that was a CIA-connected Epstein operation. It used sleep and food deprivation on all these rich women. And now we have it tied into the Abercrombie and Finch guys. They were running the male slaves, all tied in with Les Wexner, the controller of Epstein. And so in general, because I want to break some major Epstein news with you that just broke, that we've already foreshadowed but now confirmed, and then take calls and go anywhere you want. But just in general, what do you make of Epstein and him working directly for David Rockefeller as his stand-in at the Trilateral Commission? This wasn't known until recently. This is confirmed. How important is David Rockefeller?
Were you asking me about Epstein?
Because just in general, who Epstein was, the networks, and people keep asking me and everywhere, who's the next Epstein? The networks, the drag queen story time, the transgenderism, the sexualization of children all over TV, Nickelodeon, they've gone, as you said in your book 31 years ago, with the CIA guy that helped you write it, which talk about him, an incredible patriot, that Mr. Phillips, that they would be externalized and that they're trying to make us all Epstein. This is speak to that, because you said that in your book, and back then that was completely novel. That's confirmed now.
Well, they're not making us like them because we're not like them. They're a dark, negative energy force that feed off a low vibration like they are. What the ultimate end goal is for them is to dumb us down so far that they can align us with artificial intelligence. Artificial intelligence is flat, linear thinking like their criminal minds, and they're trying to lower our vibration. Having been deep in the swamp with these perpetrators, Alex, I know that their greatest fear is the strength of the human spirit and the infinite power of love. We've got a great awakening going on. We've got a mental evolution and a spiritual evolution. It's game over. We win as soon as we remember who we are, why we're here, and gather our strength of spirit, unite in love for our children, and raise our vibration out of their reach, because they cannot reach us at a high vibration. And that's our victory. We have the victory.
No, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. But it's like Terminator. Skynet's beaten. So they sent a Terminator back, you know, to the past to try to stop us. I agree. And so then to watch Trump say, oh, it'll destroy America, it's too horrible. You're not stopping it, Trump. And I get, like, overall, he's got Kennedy and they're getting the poison out and stopping the shots, and you think Trump's good, and I overall do. And you're a top, you know, well-known, certified victim and overcomer of this, so I really respect you on that. And so that goes into my calculus here. And I agree, we shouldn't just spend all our time bitching about Trump. How about the Democrats that are actually doing it in the files, and how about we get Congress, as MTG said, she's out now. Okay, well, you've got it unredacted. Start releasing the damn names. Yeah, bitch about Trump. Say release the rest. Great. But also, let's see Massey and all the rest of you start releasing it now. By the way, I don't know how they did it. I guess AI. I saw this clip on C-SPAN 25 years ago or longer with David Rockefeller. There were only two people that thought I could be president, my mom and David Rockefeller. And in the whole documentary about it, remember seeing it. He described how Rockefeller came to his school, picked him out, because it turned out his mother was a prostitute, that's been confirmed, and that the governor, Rockefeller's, his brother was it, was actually his dad. So it was a family thing. This is all, even in the newspapers in Arkansas, if you don't know about it. But the crew, or I haven't asked yet how they found it, I'm guessing AI, they found the clip. They say it's a clip. We'll see if it's the exact clip I'm looking for, because I remember it, because I, at the time, like, I would tape stuff that I've, listeners would mail it to me, and so I think I taped it on C-SPAN, I had it on a VHS, I lost it. So I probably played this like 50 times back at the time. But I remember Clinton was still in office, he was thanking David Rockefeller, let's see if they found the clip, here it is.
Rockefeller is a name that resonates throughout American history. It means not only private success and wealth, but also an abiding sense of public responsibility. David Rockefeller is the standard bearer of this family and this tradition, from making unprecedented commitments to biomedical research to sending tens of thousands of retired executives, all volunteers, to developing nations in need of advice and skills. In every region of the world, heads of state seek his counsel. But whether he is addressing the King of Spain or a fellow beetle collector he meets by chance, he treats everyone with exactly the same impeccable courtesy and respect, as I learned when I met him a good while before anyone but my mother thought I could become president. David Rockefeller is a gentleman, a statesman, a scholar, and most important, a genuine humanitarian of the likes our nation has rarely seen. Commander, read the citation.
The President of the United States of America awards this Presidential Medal of Freedom to David Rockefeller. Through his extensive humanitarian efforts to promote world peace, David Rockefeller has worked to improve lives, both at home and abroad. Building on his family's tradition of charitable giving, he has generously supported a wide range of educational, cultural, health, and urban renewal programs. As co-founder of the International Executive Service Corps, he has recognized the duty and responsibility of the private sector to a world in need.
Yeah, that's corporate world governments. Let's stop there. Great job of the crew. It was Thomas Siska found it. I guess he said it before. No. It's like a documentary about Rockefeller comes to his school, picks him out, and then puts him on the fast track of the CIA, which they admit Clinton was CIA. And he says, there were only two people thought I could be president then in high school, my mama and David Rockefeller. So thank you, David Rockefeller. But it's okay. You guys found him saying the same thing, just not the exact clip. So, see, I don't make stuff up, folks. So Kathy O'Brien, please continue.
Well, Bill Clinton's such a liar anyway. You know, we expect him to lie, so that was no credibility to his opinion of Rockefeller there. I think it's really important for all of us to realize that identifying these criminals, and I've had to deal with this after waiting 35 years for justice against the Clintons, to know that someone like Hillary Clinton is still around, free to do anything she wants to our children, is just absolutely atrocious, and a reminder to each and every one of us everywhere that it's up to us to protect our children. It's up to us to make the difference. It's up to us to be the difference that we need to see in the world, because we can't wait any longer for these criminals to be stopped and locked up. And as soon as one of them is locked up, someone else will take over, unless we understand the agenda, unless we realize that it's our need to protect our children, that the sexual abuse of children is not a perversion. It is not okay in any way whatsoever. When we research our own mind-brain function and understand what that sexual abuse does to the human brain, it shuts down our brilliant minds. It shuts down our birthright to be brilliant and live the love we are, to be able to think free for ourselves.
Well, that's right. If we're free, the globalists admit that we'll outthink them and create a beautiful free society. That's why they want a dumbed-down, trauma-based system. We're going to go to break, come back. I've got this big Zorro Ranch news. It's massive. Underground bases, you name it. This is so huge. I want to get your take on this. Kathy O'Brien, former MK Ultra, satanic ritual abuse. survivor, wrote the book Transformation for America 31 years ago, all documented. People go to trans-formation.com. They should all get the book. You're on X at Real Kathy O'Brien. You're insane if you don't read it. By the way, I keep asking, can you, maybe during the break, flip to the book and just, because I remember reading it. I mean, I read the book probably five times. And I had a copy in the office. I can't find it. Where you guys, your co-author, get into how they were beta testing it to roll it out on everybody. That's so important. We'll come right back to you in about 2 minutes. And I'm going to open the phones up, too, next hour to take a few phone calls. You good for that, Kathy?
Yeah.
All right. You're awesome. Trans-formation.com. Get the book right now. Okay. I'm funded by you. I'm not funded by the Mercers. I'm not funded by the CIA. I'm not funded by Israel, Qatar, anybody. I'm funded by you, the people of the world that go to thealexjonesstore.com and get great supplements, great badass knives, amazing Patriot apparel, really cool stuff on the site. And until tomorrow night, and it ends at midnight, store-wide, 52% off on all the apparel, the ultramethylene blue, the bovine colostrum, the Irish sea moss, all of it. This is the biggest sale of the year. It funds our operation. Some of these are lost leaders. This deal is so good. Take advantage of it now. It was going to end tonight, but I didn't even realize it was 50% off store-wide until yesterday. I'm like, wait, I didn't know it was store-wide. Everything. I thought it was a few products because that'd be the previous deal. This is massive. The widest selection of Patriot apparel, you name it, thealexjonesstore.com. And I don't own thealexjonesstore.com. So the bad guys are successful at shutting down InfoWars, which they're very close to doing with the Texas State Receiver and all of it. We have the Alex Jones Network backup that Bigly the sponsor owns. They're building a bigger studio. We are ready to go as long as you support us. And as long as when we shut down, you find me at Real Alex Jones and on Rumble at the Alex Jones Show. And the new news sites we're going to launch, we haven't announced yet. And all of that, we are going to continue on together. And I want to thank you all for your support. But these are great products. I only sell you stuff that really works. And methylene blue cleans out your mitochondria, gives you instant energy with no letdown, clarity, focus. You hear Kennedy talk about it. You heard Doc Chambers, medical doctor, been on it since 2004. When he got blown up in Iraq and then did his own research when he had brain damage and brought him back. I mean, that's how powerful methylene blue is, and we've got the strongest we found. There may be better out there, but we hadn't found it yet. So if you get anything for 52% off right now, ultra methylene blue, medical grade, thealexjonesstore.com. And anybody buying anything should be a VIP. You just click VIP, $30 at checkout, you get $40 instantly, so you save $10. Special deals, special offers, everything gets even a sale on top of that. And you can cancel one click for free. So, but you do get the special deals, special offers being a VIP. So please become a VIP for anybody getting the products at theauctionstore.com. You are just as responsible as myself or my guests or anybody in this fight when you support what we're doing. But regardless, take a live feed at Real Alex Jones on X right now and share it. It's hour number two with the hero, Kathy O'Brien, straight ahead.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Our medical grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1-month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and at Funzer Operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. TheAlexJonesStore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Minutes, but the internet does, so I don't want to not be here. I want to give the number out coming up next time. I'm going to break this huge Zorro Ranch news and get Kathy O'Brien's take on it. But Kathy, the most prominent documented MKUltra satanic ritual abuse survivor and overcomer out there. In this segment, where do you want to go? Other angles you think people should know about what's happening right now?
I think it's extremely important for people to know about the vast number of survivors that are emerging and talking about MKUltra mind control. There's so many who are finally feeling vindicated that the information's starting to come out. And there's just a lot that people need to hear from the vast numbers. They're surviving these days. Back when Mark Phillips rescued me out of MKUltra mind control. It was very rare that anybody survived, and I was extremely fortunate to survive because I was to be killed at Bohemian Grove in one of their rituals and be burned alive in order to die in front of these global perpetrators to make them feel like I died with their secrets. Instead, Mark Phillips, brilliant intelligence insider, work in the highest levels of intelligence mind sciences to preserve the sanctity of free thought, had reached in and lifted me out of that victimization in order that we could start exposing what was going on. And he saved my life from certain demise at Bohemian Grove. He intercepted me right in between. And I'm so fortunate he did and that I was able to heal. It's within us all to heal. And mental health has been deliberately taught wrong. It's time that people realize that and that we have been blessed with the resiliency within us. The methods Mark taught me are in PTSD, time to heal. Everyone, everywhere can apply these easy to self-apply methods to themselves and heal from any level of trauma, abuse, fear, control, even media manipulation to reclaim our free thought, free will, to be able to expand our thinking beyond what we think we know because our knowledge base has been deliberately altered and we have been taught wrong. We all need to expand our thinking. PTSD, time to heal, shows us how. And I'm forever grateful that Mark Phillips was able to release this information by helping me so that I could share the information from an inside perspective so that others too can heal. This information has reached so many, the survivors are healing. And it's the most important part is that knowing that all these children who have been trafficked, the vast numbers who are being rescued right now can be helped. They can heal just like I did because we've got that resiliency of body, mind, and spirit. After 30 years of torturous, robotic MKUltra mind control, I was able to not only reclaim my free thought, but also to reclaim my joy, my inner peace, my life's purpose, to be able to live the love I am and continue bringing this message forward because we all need it these days. What we're seeing isn't new. What's new is that we're finally seeing it. And as we see it, rather than let it overwhelm us, let it empower us by reclaiming our birthright to live the love we are, to remember who we are, why we're here, and take a stand now for the children's sake. It's up to us. We can't wait on this system to clean up. It's up to each and every one of us to do it, and we have within us the capacity for us. We have the victory within us. It's time to shine that and eradicate this darkness once and for all.
All right. I want to come back and give the number out. I want to get into this huge. It's all huge. This Thor Ranch stuff is huge, and I can confirm what's in here from our separate sources, but it's all, there's a lot of investigators on this now. They're very respected. Underground bases, what the witnesses said, what the...
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted at thealexjonesstore.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
All right, we're about to break major breaking news on the Zorro Ranch. It was never searched by the feds, which was 10,000 acres plus, huge facility. Victim said facilities underground. They talk about underground facilities in the emails. Underground facilities also at the pedophile island, Little St. John's. But the feds never went in there. There's a big scandal brewing with that now, with folks running for high office in Texas that now own it. Helicopter pads, you name it. There's a whole secret government complex nearby. This is a big deal. But, Kathy O'Brien, before we go there, let's talk about Mark Phillips that saved you and who co-authored the book with you, because Gunderson, who I totally trusted, you know, he was tapped even whenever J. Edgar Hoover died to try to be the Nixon wanted him as the FBI director because he was a good guy, but they blocked it. He was the head of the L.A. operation. He'd run major operations for the FBI, called him Telpro, so he was an insider. And he said your stuff was dead on, but reading your book now, the last time I did it, it all came true. So yeah, there's Mark Phillips. He died in 2017. Tell us about Mark Phillips, what an interesting and amazing person he was, and how he was able to save you.
Mark Phillips was working the highest levels of intelligence, mind sciences to preserve the sanctity of free thought. He's an absolute hero to us all in his lack of tolerance for the criminal activities.
And I should say, he was CIA. Mark, that's been confirmed. So you're saying there are good guys in there too?
Well, he was a spook. He was CIA, FBI, NSA.
Exactly. Real spooks are in it all, for people that don't know.
Yeah, he was a CIA, NSA, Secret Service, anything he needed to be. At any time. And
did he tell you how he got recruited and how he woke up and how he did what he did? Because you read the book, I mean, it all came true. It's just pure genius. All right, we just lost our feed. Yeah, I mean, I had dinner with these guys, knew them well, interviewed them many times, and all the big insiders, they said, no, this is real, this is dead on. And I mean, you read the book now. I'm not even getting money for selling the book. She didn't even ask me to sell it. I'm just like, I got to read it again because it's just like, my God, this is all came true. And I don't know if during the break she actually pulled the book out to read those passages. There's like whole chapters on how it's transformation of America. It's a transformation of everything. Sorry, we lost your connection. Did Mark ever get into how he got recruited or why he broke away or what happened?
He was a spook, so he wore every hat. He was extremely high up in intelligence and was in and out of the White House. And when he saw children being trafficked, he decided to do something about it. And that's when he lifted my daughter and me right out of the Washington, D.C. human trafficking swamp.
By the way, that's what Larry Nichols, highly decorated Green Beret Vietnam, high-level security in Iran-Contra and at MENA, he finally had a come-to-Jesus moment and literally fell down on his knees when he found out that they were hurting children. He's dead now, but he was on record, the Clintons' main fixer, really their handler. And so it shows there's good people in the system. We're not defending the system.
Absolutely.
But Larry Nichols said the same stuff. He said, I can't get into it, Alex, but when I learned they were trafficking kids, and look, my uncle was an Iran-Contra, highly decorated helicopter pilot, Vietnam, and then he got recruited, and he was just building airfields and, you know, running airfield operations and communications, but he was the guy, he was world champion at one point, in Morse code. And even back then, they did Morse code back at the White House. He was reporting to Bill Barr, we now know, who was the head of the operation, at least the liaison for Bush. He was hiding it from Reagan. But just side issue, he told me a little bit about it, told my mom some, but when he was dying of pneumonia before they put him on a ventilator, now 12 years ago, William Forrest Hammond was his name. He said, listen, I did things in Vietnam. He told me the stuff, and he said, I did the things for the unjustified means, but he said, there came a time when it was so bad that I had to leave and I had to get out of it, and a bunch of stuff happened. But the point was, is I said, what was it? He said, they were running orphanages of little kids in Central and South America and flying kids out. He goes, we don't know where, but it was bad. And then a bunch of guys in Army Special Operations, assigned to the CIA, went public. They killed the guy under him, shot them both up. He got shot up. I remember picking him up at the Air Force Base in Dallas when I'm a little kid, and like in a stretcher where he was shot up. But the point was is that this is the point of that there's a soul out there, and there's good people that we stand on their shoulders. Sorry, get back into Mark Phillips. I apologize.
Absolutely. There's good people everywhere, and I certainly was the last to believe it when Mark rescued my daughter and me. I didn't know good people even existed in the world anymore. It was, I didn't even know how to trust that there could be anything good, but my brain knew I was safe and the neuron pathways started opening up and I began remembering. And as quickly as I began remembering the things I'd been tortured to forget, Mark told me to write them out. He said, the pen is mightier than the sword. The pen activates that when you move a pen, it activates the logic, critical analysis part of the brain. It's where we process information.
Explain. That's so what studies that now come out, but he was right then. It bypasses the emotions and goes right to the actual memory.
It shifts the emotionally incomprehensible that's been repressed, opens neuron pathways to move it over to conscious, where it's written out on paper, consciously seen, and all of a sudden healing happens psychiatrically, psychologically, emotionally, spiritually. It's such an important aspect of our brain function that we have taken writing by hand out of the school system in order to indoctrinate the children. If we get writing by hand back in the school system, that alone will stop the indoctrination. But as I wrote out this memory, he was handing it to his friends in intelligence and in law enforcement. He was handing it over to people in the CIA, the NSA, the FBI. And above all, we had William Von Raab back in the day. I don't know if you remember Von Raab. He was head of U.S. Customs. Yeah, he was in the same position that Tom Holman is now. And the media went after him with everything they had because he was exposing the drug and human trafficking across open borders. He was exposing the Clintons. He was exposing all of the horrors that were going on. I mean, what an amazing person he was. But there were so many good people that genuinely cared all the way back then. And Mark Phillips was one of them, and he is the one that led my daughter and me to freedom.
Well, we saw the Democrats ship in 500,000 kids. Even New York Times admitted many sex slavery, slave labor. They've now saved half of them. So that's a good thing for Trump and Tom Homan. The Democrats fought to stop that coming out. So we know who the real pedos are. It's so sad the DOJ is trying to cover up, but we have to call it like it is. But
I don't need to read it in a book. I don't even need to believe you. My uncle, incredible guy, Mr. America, Boy Scout, told me this stuff. And I knew what he did. I knew what he was involved in. But I didn't know the details. And he said, no, it's all true. And I remember him actually talking about you because he would listen to the show. And he said, no, all that stuff, it's all real. And he wasn't like directly. They just ran airfields. So these guys were reporting back. Hey, man, they're loading kids out and flying them out here. And we're tracking it. It ain't good. And he said, he goes, there comes a point where you incrementally go along with stuff because, oh, we're the good guys. We got to bend it to win. And then you finally go, no, we've become the bad guys. You got to say no. And I think Trump needs to get to that point and just understand he's got to go to full war. He can't just get rid of the bad guys behind the scenes, which he's shutting down. And then, oh, but it's so damaging to put this out. It'll hurt America's faith and credit. Other governments, Europe's even worse than we are. This is a worldwide system. Do you agree with me that just Trump needs to just release it all?
It absolutely. And as people wake up, I'm sure more and more is going to come out. You know, in my experience, when I was working in the 80s in the Reagan-Bush administration, Bush and the Clintons, everyone that I knew feared Trump back then because he was already adamantly opposing the MKUltra slaves like myself being run out of the State Department. He was disgusted with the drug and human trafficking across open borders and the sexualization of children. They were scared of him because they couldn't blackmail him, mind control him, because he had the knowledge that's our defense against mind control. They couldn't coerce him. They couldn't buy him off. He had his own money. They couldn't blackmail him. He wasn't given.
Even the heads of the mafia have gone public and said that he was the only guy they couldn't buy off.
Right. Exactly.
Plus, that's Trump's MO to let no one run him. Like, that's why it came out it was fake that he flew to Russia to be peed on by hookers, as if Trump is, as if he would do that and be compromised. And Trump is all about he's in control.
Yeah, absolutely. And that was so well known among these people back then that they feared him. So that was my experience and knowing about President Trump then. And then after
Ever hear about Trump when you were in the project, in the program, or after?
They feared him. Absolutely, they feared him. And
Elaborate on that. Let's know more.
Well, there was one particular operation where I was dropped off at one of Trump's casinos in Atlantic City, New Jersey, to meet with Phil Habib. It was about a drug operation and everything. And I was told by my handler when he dropped me at the door that if Trump, that I was not to speak to him because if I had anything to do with Trump, they would kill me. That was just, it was do or die. They said, he's not one of us. If I was told they're not one of us, that meant if I had any association at all, I would be killed. So it was do or die. I mean, that's how much they feared him. And that was my experience at that time. It was also my experience with Mark Phillips over those many, many years that he and I were together speaking out on mind control and healing from it, that it was understood that politics can't fix this problem for us. Government can't fix it for us. It's going to take each and every one of us waking up. The Great Awakening had to happen.
And by the way, I'm getting chills. We got to find out whatever it is with you. I've been with you for 30 years. You said this 30 years ago, and Mark said it. You said it won't be the system. It's too corrupt. It got to be us. And now it's happening. It's like I'm so blown away right now because wow.
Yeah, and I mean, now we hear Pam Bondi say it'll collapse the system, and I'm going, collapse it! It's so corrupt. The only people it's serving are the Clintons, the criminals, the perpetrators. It is not serving we the people. It's locking up people like Tina Peters. It's locking up the innocent, and it's just thrusting children back into a corrupted so-called child protective services.
Maybe we can pull this up, but Hillary said yesterday, guys, I wanted it. Hillary put out a thing saying, Bill and I were never involved with Epstein when they set up their foundation with them on record, publicly, it's in the emails too, and it's all Trump. What do you make of her statement? What do you say to her?
That's just diversionary. The media It Follow the Money is owned by these perpetrators. And that's their media voice. It's like we pull back the wizard's curtain and we find out there's only a handful of them pulling levers to appear to be more of them than they are. And that is the media voice created Trump derangement system syndrome. That is mass mind control. And it's deliberately done to keep people wondering and looking over there. They don't want anybody looking at them. They don't want anybody seeing their corruption, even though it's right there in black and white.
And by the way, you talk about victimology for 30 years, and I didn't even get what you were saying. Don't be a victim. Don't be a victim.
Right.
But when you get in a victim, you can't overcome. You can't analyze. You get in a catatonic fetal position psychologically. Right. Instead of, no, I'm fighting back. Your body's geared up to get the info, overcome it, and defeat it. We're not wimps, folks. God built us powerful. But if we just lay down, we'll never learn. And we're going to get our ass kicked in some of these fights, too. But we get stronger. That which doesn't kill you only makes you stronger, to quote Nietzsche. Can you speak to that?
Yes, our brains have been made perfect. We have so much resiliency. We've been using like 10% of our brain. We've been conditioned to that for generations. We've been conditioned to look outside ourselves to big government, big pharma, big tech, big cult-to-cult religion to tell us how to live our lives, when we've got so much capacity within us that is unharnessed yet. We haven't even explored these abilities that we have, the intuitions, the telepathy, the heightened senses, the vibrational frequencies, the clairvoyance, the psychic. We have so much more brain capacity than what we're using. And instead, we're being dumbed down further and further and further by mind control to try to align us with artificial intelligence. When we use our full brains, we have the wisdom that outthinks criminal minds. So a victim mentality is being pushed by the media, by mental health, by education, by society. We've been conditioned for so long to maintain this victim mentality so that we follow authority instead of go within to access the brilliance, the resilient body, mind, and spirit that we've been born with, that we've been blessed with all along.
So beautiful, so powerful.
I get so excited about that.
I am too, because people ask me, like, the worst things in my life, they go, how did that turn out to be the best thing later? It wasn't fun at the time, but it made me so much stronger. And because I overcame it or even I didn't overcome it at the time, I survived it. It's a victory. It made me who I am.
Exactly. And then they say, well, this is too much information. You can't handle it. What if they told everybody it's within you to handle it? Go within. Remember who you are and why you're here. And face this truth, because our children need us to face it now. We have the ability to deal with all of this. We don't have the capacity to deal with a constant barrage of lies and trauma and mind manipulation that's being imposed to dumb us down. We need to remember what we've been blessed with, that we're born with, so we can effectively protect the children.
That's
we
right.
need
God
to
gave
do it
us
now.
The gear to overcome this.
Yes. And that's what Mark Phillips reminded me of. He knew that mind control was the spiritual warfare too. And he reminded me that it's within me to heal. Mark did not deprogram me. Mark reminded me how to heal from within myself. And I share that information with everybody through PTSD Time to Heal. That information is our birthright information. It's what these perpetrators don't want us to remember. They don't want us to remember that we have all the power.
And by the way, you and Mark didn't just skate here. They attacked you. They debanked you. They tried to steal your daughter from you. I mean, that's a whole 3 hours, just what I know, like a James Bond movie.
Yes.
I mean.
Yeah. Through those years, I mean, you and I have been at this a long time, Alex, and I know you know I've been through to hell and back with my daughter's situation, but it was my daughter's situation being medically kidnapped by Child Protective Services, thrust into the corrupt system I saw Senator Byrd setting up through the Hoover building in Washington, D.C.
The KKK Grand Dragon.
Yeah. And he set up the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children as a catch-net operation.
Who they later put
children.
The head of the Clinton Foundation convicted pedophile over
right.
Amber Alert.
Yes.
Stay right there. We're almost out of time. I want to give the number out and just take 7-8 calls, whatever. Serious questions for Kathy O'Brien. What a hero. Her book is so incredible. It was incredible when I read it. It's all been proven right. It's just prophecy, basically. Ladies and gentlemen, Kathy O'Brien, your question or comment for her. The toll-free number is 877-789-2539. We'll turn on the phone system. 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX. And that's coming up. But let me get into this now, okay? So, we know they raided the island in the Caribbean, Little St. John's. We know, and they covered it up. We know they raided his New York operation. For best of our knowledge, not the Paris operation, not the other airfield in Ohio or Florida, and not Zorro Ranch 10,000 acres, who the witnesses and victims said had underground bases under it. Well, we've looked at the schematics from Google and already seen the snorkels that in some cases are 1,000 yards out from the house, meaning there's a huge facility under there, okay? Because they have these snorkels that are getting air from the top, okay, folks? And so now we have experts looking at it, flying over it, you name it, and we now have this big politician running for government here we'll get to after the break, and we have all this starting to come out. This politician that bought Zorro Ranch, well, that's fine. He says he's a Christian. He turned to a Christian retreat. That's his new thing today because election's today. But we need to have a public tour. We need to have the Texas Rangers invited over there because it's a Texan that owns it to investigate this. Then we'll think you're a good guy. I'm not saying you guys are a bad guy. We'll get to him in a moment. But the FBI raided Epstein's New York City townhouse. They raided his private island, but somehow they never touched his 10,000-acre Zorro Ranch in New Mexico despite victim reports of abuse going on there back to 1996. Even after the 2008 conviction, the state of New Mexico kept leasing him public land like nothing happened. No search warrant, no raid, no questions asked. New Mexico just approved a full investigation with subpoena power. 30 years of looking the other way is finally over. And we've got some reports here by folks that have flown over it and investigated it. So here's one of those breakdowns as we go to break. Here it is.
What I wanted to talk about first is, so the Zorro Ranch features prominently in a lot of the Epstein lore. And I first learned about this in 2008. And all the way back in 2008, there was a website that is long since gone now. And it actually changed several times, kind of rapid fire over the course of about 3 years to different domains and finally got torpedoed. But it was a very simple website. I can't remember the exact URL right now, but it was very simple website. And some of the stuff seems so outlandish. And it was all just these, just a few paragraphs of text, just kind of giving you prompts about just different research topics and a few pictures, very simple, but it brought up some really, some big stuff like the role of blackmail in, a lot of the stuff we were seeing back then. And this was at the point where the Iraq war, people were starting to realize that was a sham and all that. So it was even pulling at threads there in the Iraq war, showing what was happening there. And it was just different articles about certain topics about elites and explaining how, and really, the term elite is one I'm not a big fan of. I think predator class is probably a better way to put that, because these people are not elite. They are not above us in any capacity. But anyway, this website was the first place that I saw Jeffrey Epstein mention and, all about the stuff that he was involved in, or at that point rumored to be involved in, and that this financier or guy, whatever, got arrested down in Florida and got this weird slap on the wrist prison sentence. And this is all kind of unfolding in real time. They're posting articles about this. I'm like, holy crap.
Right, we'll come back. He gets it out. They narrated it. That's all true. This is from Interesting Books Review. Then we have the flyovers that were just done. That's the big news. Straight ahead. We'll come back with Kathy O'Brien on that. Dr. Lindsay, Master Stefu, Jeremy and others, 877-789-2539. Questions for Kathy O'Brien. Quick questions so she can answer them straight ahead. We appreciate everybody. Please stay with us. Be sure to get her book, Transformation of America, transtransformation.com, and her book on how to overcome trauma. You'll find it all at transtransformation.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionists on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexJonesStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. But now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rated. 5 milligrams of this a day. Bottom line, this is tasty, it's delicious, it's good for you, it helps children, it helps middle-aged people, and it really helps old people. If you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best.
Now look here, even to this very day I still have my trusty old trench knife from the war.
Order now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Hello friends, welcome to my home. We have all kinds of supplements. Sometimes we have BOGO Supps. We're always coming out with new products, and this is one of my favorites. You can shop for all of our supplements and apparel right here on the phone app.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
My friend
big.
Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, because this is really funny, because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. Conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalists in our peaceful information war.
Holy shit, he was right about every step of the way.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
So after that happened, checked that place out, got some good pictures and all, got some footage, and no sooner did I put that out for the public, then I saw some major hits to my personal business, of web traffic, sales, everything took a massive dive. And the tough thing about this is it's very difficult to prove any connection to that. I know what I saw. I know what I was seeing in graphs and sales figures and things like that. But outside of me and my wife and people that worked for me at the time that were looking at all that, it's very difficult to prove anything. So is there any connection between that? Did that play a part in, because my shop never recovered from that. I mean, we fought hard to stay alive after that, but, I didn't last more than about almost a year after that, but I had to fight tooth and nail, and we had a lot of strange things happen with some of our bigger vendors, some of the bigger corporate vendors we were dealing with. We had some bigger customers,
All right, so this guy's a well-known journalist and book reviewer. He goes to the investigation, gets harassed. Here's the footage he shot of the snorkels, which Air Force experts have looked at, and I've studied this too, is what they are, show there's underground bases there. Let's go to that clip.
Because this friend of mine that was looking at the placement of that mansion, he said, that is, looks like it is built like something is underneath it. And I forget the way he worded it, but essentially the topography that he was looking at and his experience in the Air Force was such that that looked like an underground facility, right under the mesa that the mansion was sitting on. So this time around, I was a little bit more alert, and as I astral projected myself out to look over that and record that, this time I noticed a whole series of vents on the south side of the mansion that looked like industrial gratings for like air conditioning and heating vents and things like that on big industrial buildings, except this is a mansion. This just should ostensibly be a house.
Back it up 10 seconds. Yeah, he's being sarcastic. Air project. He's got a drone over it. And you can see the giant vents that you only have for an underground base. Continue.
They're 12 foot by 3 foot wide steel grating going into the ground with a concrete margin around it. So I got some good footage of that, and this time I was prepared just in case somebody came out to try to intercept us, but nobody did, and the signage and everything had been changed, so it was no longer, before it was like Zorro Ranch Drive right there on the road going in, and now it's something else. All the signage had been changed, but I did find it interesting that the little ranch compound, all the support facilities for that ranch, the same red truck that we had seen before that came out to talk to us was there. So the support vehicles are the same. Everything looks the same. The only main thing that I saw was it looked like the weird, almost like a helipad slash maze or whatever was on the ground up on part of the mesa. That has all been bulldozed or whatever. That's all gone. But my personal thought on that is after seeing the way we were treated, the high security and everything else, the lottery winning and all that, all the weird stuff around that, I started coming to the conclusion that I thought the guy is very much alive and probably at just a different location or something like that.
I totally agree. We have two jail guards saying now, and these are the Epstein files, that when they took out the fake dead body, they say fake. This is mainstream news now. That he was alive in a wheelchair, brought out and did a thumbs up and disappeared. So now we have Texas GOP politician running for comptroller, control Texas's money, Don Huffins. It's been a big controversy that just came out in the last few days that he owns Zorro Ranch. Well, now he says he's going to make it a Christian retreat. So this is getting weirder and weirder. And he ran, of course, against the governor and others previously. So there you have that information. Let me give an overhead shot of this as we showed it. Texas GOP politician. Early voting starts today in Texas. So watching that, Kathy, sorry that took so long, but I wanted to get that out there. What do you make of that?
Yeah, I'm glad it's out there. We've got a lot to be investigating and exposing. It really is up to us to do it.
I'm not saying this guy's guilty by association, but he's powerful. He's more of a liberal Republican, and if I was going to buy Zorro Ranch, I would up front say to make it a church or whatever. Now that it's out that he owns it, it's very suspicious. Now he says it's going to be a Christian facility. This needs to be investigated. What do you think?
I definitely think it should be investigated. We need to be looking into things like that, especially if there's evidence of underground aspects to it. It's got to all be researched and found out. We need to be paying attention to everything these days and thinking clearly for ourselves, not relying on someone else to do it for us.
Absolutely. This becomes a blur for me, but I remember like 6 months ago, I can pull it up. Other people use Google Earth Google Maps to show snorkels like 1,000 yards out. Like there are, you know, what you see on front of ground bases for air ventilation all over the place. So, and a lot of underground bases out there. Were you ever taking an underground base? Did you ever hear about that?
Absolutely. There's a lot of them that are underground. And then there's things like the underworld at Disney World where the DARPA level MK Ultra mind control programming is. There's the underworld, the underground at Bohemian Grove where these perpetrators met. They seem to like to be underground. You know, it's out of sight, I guess.
Gunderson talked about public auctions in Vegas of children, and now it's coming out of documents that are indeed auctions. Did you ever hear about that or see that?
Absolutely. There were a lot of auctions that I've talked about all these years, and a lot of ways that they sold slaves, and you know, it's nothing new. Again, you know, what we're seeing isn't new. What's new is we're seeing it.
What's new is we're finding out. Let me ask you about this. I mean, I know you work. What's your view of Ted Gunderson? Man, it's not about we want to be vindicated, but wow, are we not vindicated?
Yeah. Ted was, he was so grandfatherly. He was just so sweet to me. He was always good to me. And, he did the best he could. He was working in a agency that was so corrupt that I don't think he was aware of how corrupt it was.
And no, he said he didn't know until he got out how bad it was.
Right, right. Well, even then, you know, he was relying on people.
What was the school in California he got hired and investigated? They proved the tunnels. Remember all that? That's what he woke him up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Ted Gunderson's absolute hero. He's in my book, Access Denied for Reasons of National Security. What he did with the Franklin case, that paralleled the one, my case, my handler was at Boys Town, as a matter of fact, in Nebraska, when Mark Phillips rescued my daughter and me. So, you know,
yeah,
there's
so
a lot of
the main headquarters
right
from
there.
Your research of pedophilia back then?
Pardon me?
Where are the main epicenters back then of the pedophile networks?
The main epicenters were, I think the worst of them all was Haiti. And I think the information on Haiti is still needing to come out. That what I saw there was beyond atrocious. Madeleine Albright was running the operations out of there through her OAS building in St. Thomas. Of course, the Virgin Islands were heavily involved and they were opening up the Epstein Island at that time and everything else. Hillary Clinton right there involved in it all. Bill Clinton involved, especially in the Haitian operations, which are documented in my testimony for Congress, Transformation of America.
That's right. You've testified to that. I forget. Wow. I want to take some calls here, but folks, I have massive knowledge of this, just what's even public, and I'm telling you, this is all going on. And you read these emails, no one can deny it. It is hell on earth. I think what you said an hour ago, they're not getting away with this now. It's out. It's over. The question is, and they know that. I think the globalists know they're done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do. And that's I'm sure we're going to see more shootings, and we need to realize we can all deal with exactly what's going on if we pick up a pen and paper and write out the trauma, write out the fear. It'll help us all to think clear through it.
Well, exactly.
No matter.
I'm not a rocket scientist, but the guy that just killed his whole family in public said, you better watch your mouth criticizing us or we'll get you.
Right.
The day before he kills his family. Good chance that guy's my girl. Good chance that's a message. Even Fox picked it up, which normally doesn't pick up when we're being persecuted. We filed a countersuit against the Democrats. Nobody covered it. But, oh, Fox covered that. I think that's kind of a message. You know, Jimmy Kimmel famously got it before they sued me, and he said, Here's a message. You claim we're attacking the kids. We're going to kill you if you don't shut up. It's a message from Hillary. And then he shoots a BB gun into a glass jar of pickles. And people said, what is that? I got it as a threat. They followed suit 2 days later.
Yeah, that's common for them to use that. They use that all the time in MKUltra, where they would say, well, they killed Marilyn Monroe, who was the first presidential model MKUltra slave. They killed Marilyn Monroe in the public eye. Imagine what we do to the likes of you. Berg told me that all the time. It's the phrase they use. It's what they use hunting. If we shoot these people, then imagine what we do to the likes of you. When Dick Cheney shot his attorney in the face and it was on TV, then they were asking Bush Jr. about it. And he used that quote. He said, if he'll shoot his attorney in the face, imagine what he'll do to the likes of you.
Yeah, by the way, Hillary goes on TV with a thing of pickles, opens them, and then they go and shoot pickles and say, we'll kill you, Alex Jones. I'm surprised the crew found it so quick. This doesn't even sound real. It's like I say this stuff, it's all true, and it doesn't even sound real. Well, let's start taking some phone calls. You're amazing. And by the way, next time you're in town, please come in studio. Let's take calls. The order they're received. Who's the oldest caller here? That'd be Owl Killer in Virginia. Owl Killer, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Well, Alex, like you, I was completely shocked by that interview with Steve Bannon. And it wasn't just the Trilateral Commission explanation. It was also him explaining fractional reserve banking. And it brings us full circle. Epstein said in that interview, the world leaders have no idea about finance. You see in the emails, he's telling Macron what to do. Nobody's even talking about this.
The world leaders are retarded. And then you got this David Rockefeller guy literally running everything. We now know he wasn't just a gopher. He was in charge.
Yeah. And people are calling Epstein.
Let me just say it. Jeffrey Epstein, after Rockefeller's death, was the president of the United States.
The world. He's telling Ehud Barak in recorded conversations what to do, how to get in touch with Peter Thiel, and what to do with Palantir.
No, but I agree with you, but this is questions for our guests. So ask her a question. We got to go.
Okay. My question is, did we make a catastrophic error in thinking that Trump can do this on his own? I know the man's heart is right, but we put so much faith into a man that only acting as a tyrant could he bring the system to yield.
Yeah, sure. Let's move on from that. Yeah. It doesn't matter. We can spend, the left wants to spend all our time on Trump not being perfect. They're the ones openly doing it. I say, hey, Trump's not perfect. Like Kathy said, we got to do it ourselves and not even have that debate. Go ahead, yes. Kathy.
Absolutely. It's up to us. I keep saying that government can't fix it for us. Government's doing it to us. This is our time. Power's been returned to the people. President Trump told us he was returning to the power to the people. They just don't much know what that means. Look at our Constitution. It says, we the people. We're the ones. It's up to us.
Absolutely. We're going to take more calls here. Let's go to Andrew in Orlando, Florida. Andrew in Orlando, Florida, you're on the air.
Stop covering for Israel, Alex. You know what we're talking about. Now throw your little tantrum and get mad and cut me off. Go ahead. Stop shilling. It's really old.
What's really old is we expose Israel all day long. That's completely retarded. It makes you feel powerful to claim that we're covering up for Israel. We're here with Kathy O'Brien, a real victim of this, exposing it. I mean, Epstein obviously did a lot of stuff for Israel. He took over for Maxwell's dad that was a Mossad agent. We've covered all this. It's I appreciate your call, but it's just retarded. I mean, it's weird. It's like you think like, oh, well, I talk about Israel. It does something. I'm better than you. You know, I mean, I've been doing this 30 plus years. I don't know what you're even talking about. Totally retarded. What do you want to say to that caller?
I think it's really important for us all to judge information for ourselves and not count on one person to tell us all the truth anyway. It's up to us to research
exactly.
Everything.
What is that? I mean, I've got you on. We're doing people. All this. I cover Israel every day. And they just right. think like, oh, like I'm in the Epstein file. Yeah, the DOJ stuck me in there. There's 50 emails attacking me. But they put that there to hurt me. And now these fake right-wingers are saying, oh, Alex is in it. He's bad. No, it's Epstein saying I've got to be stopped. But they don't care. It's like... They're like Pharisees. They want to say, you're not good. It's like, if Alex Jones, the guy doing this for 30 years, if we can say we're better than him, we feel powerful. I don't care about that, but it's just weird. It's weird. I mean, Harrison Smith is probably going to do 3 hours on Israel today. Israel's completely out of control. I mean, I cover it constantly. I have to prove myself to you. It's sick.
People snap judge, and they just make silly assumptions. You know, it's like what President Trump did to wake up the people, I love him forever for. It doesn't mean I agree with every single thing going on in Washington, D.C.
Exactly, but overall, it's a good thing. But let's just bring this up. He called it holier than thou. Did you ever run into any Mossad Israel stuff when you were in the CIA MKUltra program?
Well, yeah, there was some there too, because everybody's involved. This is a globalist agenda, and
yeah, you mentioned
involved.
Exactly any real spies in all of it. Exactly.
Right. And Jesuits. You know, I mean, it's vast. It's everywhere. You know, it's infiltrated everything. If there is even a clean organization, it's infiltrated. So, you know, we got to start examining things on their own merits.
Well, what the caller wants is the hatred of Jews. He doesn't like the pedophiles being exposed. He doesn't like it being about the devil and God, the people and Christ. He wants me. He's like, why are you attacking Jews during this interview? I'm attacking Satanists. But you see the mental illness, like we're covering pure evil here, and he's got to bring this up like to make him, it's satanic.
People have been dumbed down to that point where they snap judge based without all the facts and without
looking
at
the examining.
And he
was welcome to bring up Israel. I'm saying, so what Israel connections did you see? Let's get that out.
With mine?
Yes.
Just various perpetrators involved in that aspect, and the Mossad aspect. But it's just everybody was involved. There isn't anybody that wasn't.
Let's get that straight. Satanism is the operating system worldwide, like the Bible says. And see, he's mad because he says, no, only Jews do it. And that's what he was mad about. No, we're exposing the whole thing, brother. You're not going to stop us. Let's go to, Master Stefu in California. Go ahead, Mr. Stefu.
Hello, Alex.
Welcome.
Sir, I want to congratulate you and her, Miss O'Brien. You are both way out in front of everybody else, including with what just happened here on the phone with this other guy. Are you there?
Yeah, brother. You're on air worldwide right now.
All right, buddy. My goodness. One thing I want to say first, and I hope you give me like a minute at least.
Sir, I don't do this screen calls on air. You're doing this thing. Can I say this? How long? You're on
no,
air,
please,
bro.
Sir.
You're on. Hold on.
Please,
you
sir.
Are. You
I
got. You
sir.
Got 1 minute. You got 1 minute. You're on air right now.
So much respect. All right. She is 100% authentic. I read people for a living. That's what I normally do, and I read you almost every day. And you're both so authentic. And everybody else is such a liar. Let me just start there, right? And all this other stuff that's going on, all the connections that have been put together over the past couple weeks, we all see it. And this shit is over. I could just leave it at that. And if
no,
you want
I agree.
To respond,
I don't see how the globalists get out of this. I totally, I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just saying, callers calling. I'm like, can I say this? Can I say that? You called in, brother. You're on the air. Anything else you want to say?
Vampires. They're fucking vampires. Sorry about the language.
No, I hear you. I appreciate your call. You have the legends of vampires. Obviously, they don't live forever, but it's the same spirit. How would you describe these Satanists as vampires, Kathy O'Brien?
Well, they literally drink blood, so I guess we can call it that. You know, the adrenalized blood. So,
and you've
I think
witnessed
we can call
you've
them
witnessed blood draining.
Anything we want to. We can call them Satanists. We can call them aliens. All I say is they are not like us, and they do not like us.
And you've seen blood drinking?
Absolutely.
Wow. It's all over the emails. Let's go ahead and go to Will in New Hampshire. Will in New Hampshire, you're on the air with Kathy O'Brien. Go ahead.
Alex, so nice to talk to you. How are you?
I'm all right, brother. Go ahead.
All right, Kathy, I'm just so grateful to get to talk to you. I went to this school in New Jersey, survival school, back in 1998. And this lady had the tape and said, there's all this government, you know, like what you're going through. And she's like, you have to watch this. And I watched it. And I've been telling everybody ever since. I'm like, it made so much sense to me. It helped me wake up. And I'm just, I just to be able to talk to you is really a dream come true for me. And,
well, you're
really
on air, brother.
It.
Thank you. Go ahead and ask her questions. She's a real hero.
Well, I appreciate that.
No, I saw you on a podcast with Michael Jaco, and I was at the school, the tracker school, and he was teaching there, and I remember telling him about you, and I don't think he'd ever heard about it. And he was like, that sounds really interesting. And then I was watching his podcast about, you know, 3 or 4 months ago, and I saw you on there, and I was like, oh my, I couldn't believe it. It was just, it's like it had come full circle. So, you know, I've been doing my best to try to spread the word. And, you know, I called members of Congress today talking about our problems that we're facing, and just what can we do? Is there anything politically or any sort of committee or anybody we can try to get some traction in Washington or in government?
I would just go to school boards and talk about Drag Week Storytime. I'd run for office.
Exactly.
Well, actually, I did
local run for action.
Go ahead, Kathy. Kathy, hold on, sir. Let Kathy answer your question. Thanks for the call, Will.
Yeah, local action has national impact. So, you know, everybody needs to get out in their own communities and talk to each other eye to eye, heart to heart.
Explain that. The enemy's operating everywhere.
Yeah, make a difference right in your own backyard. Don't wait on government to fix this for us. It's up to us. It really is up to us.
Let's go to John in Connecticut. John, you're on the air with Kathy O'Brien, MKUltra, CIA Satan survivor. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Miss Kathy. I hope you're doing well. So my question is, because we're in a spiritual warfare, do you think that all the laws and the policies that suppress the spreading of the gospel and sharing our faith as believers, to include the cover-up of pedophiles and amongst other things, do you think this is a direct attack against God and Christianity?
It's a direct attack against our humanity, the essence of our being, the spiritual aspect of who we are, because it's our saving grace, it's our strength. So my latest book, Align with the Divine, is about going within and finding that connection within. So nothing can attack when we remember who we are and why we're here.
I agree, but the Satanists say we want to hurt God. By hurting children, we hurt God. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely. That's, we got to protect our children.
John?
It's up to us.
Any other thing?
Yes. And thank you for that, Kathy. I appreciate it. I remember just being sucked into politics and viewing things through the lens of politics. But then once I realized that these policies that are being passed and everything else is really an attack on God ultimately, and an attack on our faith as Christians, our freedom to spread the gospel, to share the gospel, and because it's a spiritual war, it's a war against good and evil. So I just wanted to
and
share
even
that.
Joe Rogan has become a real Christian. I told people that like 3 years ago, no one believed me, because we privately talked. He's like, God, it's all true. How do you know? I said, it's good and evil, Joe. Don't misjudge, you know, the church when you're a kid in Boston and, you know, buy into that. You've got to know that those are the priests getting between you and God. Kathy, you've been on with us for 2 hours. You're so gracious. If you got to go, I totally respect and understand. Trans-formation.com. I have Matt Bracken with huge national security news coming up, but he'll be cool if we go another 10 minutes. Can you go another 10 minutes? Take a few more calls.
I'll need to leave pretty quick here.
I totally understand. Can you do five more? Or you need to leave right now.
I'll need to leave right now.
All right. Kathy, thank you so much. Yeah. Trans-formation.com, the book Transformation of America. Real Kathy O'Brien on X. Thank you so much. Amazing.
Thank you so much for having me on. I encourage everybody, too, to check out my books on Audible. I read them all myself to preserve the integrity of information. So it's easy to get to there, too.
Well, things are so important right now. Come back and join us soon, okay?
Thank you so much. I appreciate you, Alex.
Thank you.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com.
Our medical grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at thealexshowstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexshowstore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexshowstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. TheAlexJonesStore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Incredible mind, former Navy SEAL bestselling author Matt Bracken takes over in about 10 minutes. And we had such an illustrative call earlier with Kathy O'Brien, a true MKUltra survivor, here to answer any of your questions. And I say, call in for her, and the guy goes, why are you coming for Israel? Dude, all we do is expose the bad of Israel. But they do that to act like we're with Israel because that's all they know. They don't know anything else. They don't understand anything else. And it's just, it's crazy how they need to be, we're the good Nazis, you're not a Nazi, so you're bad. It's retarded. And I'm not mad at the guy, it's just, it's so stupid. We don't screen your call. Oh, Alex, you're going to get upset. I'm getting upset because you're, say it. Tell us about the Jews. Tell us, you can talk. You're about to get 3 hours over with Harrison Smith. I'm the one who puts him on air. And he does it from a place of love. Trying to get everybody on board. It's just, it's retarded, but that's all you want is to get a clip of me so you can say, oh, look, I'm better than you. It's insane. We have mass trafficking of children. All these intelligence agencies are involved. Israel heavily. We expose it. And you sit there and do that. It's retarded. A few more callers. Lindsay, I'm sorry you can't talk to Kathy. She had to go. Lindsay in Oklahoma, go ahead. You're on the air. Lindsay, go ahead.
Yes, can you hear me?
I can. Go ahead.
Okay, Alex, thank you so much for what you're doing, keeping this front and center, this spiritual warfare that we're in and this satanic takeover of the world. You are the only one that's doing it, and I'm a guy that is on the other side of this. I have been a deliverance minister and an exorcist for the last 27 years, and what I've been doing is working with people like Kathy and others who have been run through satanic ritual abuse.
By the way, the Holy Spirit, I'm not acting like some preacher on TV, I mean this, is telling me to have you on as a guest. I'm going to get your name and number, send us your bona fides, because absolutely exorcisms are, the demons are coming out. Tell us what you've witnessed. I'm going to get you on as a guest. I'm going to have you on regardless. Go ahead. Get his name and number. Go ahead,
sir.
That'd
be great. Okay, a couple of things. If you'll give me just a second, I've got a couple of things to impart on you. You know, you talked about the, on the shots, how they were using aborted fetal tissue that was going into the poison shots. My pastor and I, who have been working at this for years, we will get a demon who can speak to a person that's come for deliverance. And the Holy Spirit, a couple of years ago, got us to kind of put us on point that, wait a minute, if they're doing satanic ritual abuse and satanic rituals over the aborted fetal tissues and then putting that into the shot, that has to be a doorway to
it's a sacrament. That's like the golden child, Italian Hollywood. They need to corrupt the body. They call that unconscious witchcraft.
Exactly. And every demon that we got up in a deliverance that was able to speak, every single one of them started laughing and said, of course, yes, we're coming in through it. And we're bringing in 8 demons. That seems to be the standard into every person for every shot. And that would explain some of the things that we're seeing about some people that we've all witnessed, people that have taken the shots and have had personality changes, and they don't have anything to do with us anymore. they've just completely lost their minds. This would explain some of that. Also, that guy that did the shooting with the Nazi tattoos and the SS on the side of him and the death head, the demons say that they come in through those when you're putting those death images on you.
Well, that's right. The Germans did satanic rituals to empower the twin lightning bolt as a symbol of Lucifer falling as a satanic order.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. And there is so much more for me to convey to you. I don't want to monopolize too much.
No, listen, we're going to get your name and number to have you on as a guest.
That'd be great. I would love
send us your info, full name. We'll get you on. No, because we're simpatico. This is what this is. This is, we call it magic. It's interdimensional, folks, which they now with math know is more real than the third dimension. This is a dimensional, interdimensional assault. Like the Bible tells us, a fallen angel, an alien. Like Kathy said, call it the devil, call it alien, whatever you want. It wants to destroy us. It's a transmission to destroy us and not follow God's plan. A few more calls. I'm going to hand the baton to the great Matt Bracken, who wants to get into Epstein. I am making this historic announcement on Friday, December 12th, 2025. The future of InfoWars hangs in the balance. It is in your hands. They're having a state auction in January next year in about a month. But we don't even have the money for payroll or for satellites or for bandwidth. We've got this next shot to survive, but if we don't get the funds in, we shut down. So we're selling 3 emergency limited edition posters at InfoWarsStore.com right now that are critical to us staying on the air. I want to encourage you to go now to get I Have Not Yet Begun to Fight, John Paul Jones poster, and 2 others, Make No Peace with Evil and Defend the West, Iconic Crusades. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com to get 1 or more of these iconic posters, limited edition. We cannot do it without you. I have fired the bat signal. Take action now if you want to stand with us in this fight at InfoWarsStore.com, and I salute you for your support.
Aborted babies incinerated to heat UK hospitals. Soylent Green, ladies and gentlemen, is made out of people.
But now children are literally being passed through the furnace in order to fuel hospitals in the UK. They're being sacrificed on the altar of efficiency and prosperity.
What is the secret of Soylent Green?
The powdered flesh from dead babies. Some people believe they can cure disease.
Because of its enormous popularity, Soylent Green is in short supply. Remember, Tuesday is Soylent Green Day.
The supply of Soylent Green has been exhausted. You must evacuate the area.
Today is Tuesday!
The federal court ruled that the shareholders of PepsiCo, Big Bilderberg Group Company, are not allowed to know what they're using the baby parts for in the flavoring, but we already know. So enjoy the flavor.
We're going to get the real solution, which is going to be a combination of death panels and sales taxes.
I'm consistently pro-death. I'm for assisted suicide. I'm for regular suicide. I'm for whatever gets the freeway moving.
Is spending $1 million on that last 3 months of life for that patient, would it be better not to lay off those 10 teachers and to make that trade-up in medical costs? But that's called the death panel. And you're not supposed to have that discussion.
They told me to say that they were sorry, but that you had become unreliable.
Is this the kind of society that you want to live in? Any kind of society that would do this to its children will do it to its senior citizens. It will do it to its dissidents. That kind of society will also eventually turn on its police, on its army, on its prison guards, on the Quislings and the collaborators who make that possible. This is nothing but a suicide cult.
The scoops are on their way. The scoops are on their way. I repeat, the scoops are on their way.
You will find out why Soylent Green means life. You will find out why Soylent Green means death.
We've got to stop them.
What is the secret of Soylent Green?
Soylent Green is people!
It's all an anti-human death cult. And what we call spiritual is really interdimensional proven mathematics, okay? We're electrochemical transceivers, receive and transmit. And there's everything in the universe, folks. You can tune to the Satan channel or the Jesus channel. There's really no in-between. Matt Bracken's about to take over. He wants to get into Epstein, but also Iran and all of that. It's coming up then in 51 minutes, the War Room, Harrison Smith. Stay tuned for that. But real fast, let's go to who was the next caller? You guys, Project Pegasus. He wanted to talk to Kathy O'Brien, but she had to go. Robin, Oregon, go ahead. I'm sure she'll see this later. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'll be as quick as I can, Alex. I'm acquainted with a lady by the name of Lisa. Her father was in government, and he started Project Pegasus as a prelude and with MKUltra. And she's a survivor. The spirit led us together. I've talked to you before, Alex, prayed for you a lot. But anyway, the spirit led us together. And I've been compelled, and she's been compelled, to get a hold of Kathy, them together, so that they can connect the dots. And I'm sure that something good's going to come out of it, not only for them, but for all of us. Her story is quite similar. Shape-shifting family, draconian blood drinkers, satanic. She's a survivor of all that, and it went up until the time, still being targeted, till the time the spirit got us together. And then through prayer, she was set free from it. So the story's quite amazing. And I'm just glad that I was able to get on and tell you about this. And if you want to take my information off air, I don't want to say her
last
name.
Well, sure. Here's the deal. Just contact Kathy O'Brien. I'm not poo-pooing what you're doing, but I can't be the air traffic controller of this, but I appreciate your call. Let's take a few more calls. We're going to Matt Bracken. Let's go ahead and go to Jeremy in Missouri. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. One of the things that one of your first caller, he skated around the topic of Bannon. And I'd like you, since Kathy's not here, to talk about him a little more in depth, because it's proven in the text and emails that Trump's former chief strategist, fired, I think, after not even a year, his campaign CEO, was teaching, and he mentioned the video, he was teaching Epstein how to become a professional liar to skate around his pedophilia lifestyle, to get all these, to coach him up to being a real evil liar. That, you know, what's the timeline of that? But more so than that, Epstein was given, I know he worked for him, he signed some, I don't know, a contract, you know, to do the documentary. He's getting gifts like $1,000 watches, airfare, trips all over the place, first class, everything. And yet old Bannon, he's not, nobody's talking about this. Since you're here, how do you distinguish between a good person and then someone like Bannon, who clearly is doing the seven deadly sins of greed, who was never MAGA? He's not American.
Yeah, let me respond to the Bannon thing. I mean, I've met Bannon once in person, on his show probably 50 times, on my show probably 10 times. I've seen some of the emails, quite frankly, the ones about delivering sex slaves and draining blood of children and burying dead bodies, and all of that's where I've been focused. And so I've not searched the whole database, and because I've looked at some of the Bannon stuff. It's like doing an interview and wanting political power and trying to get rid of the Labour Party and stuff over in the UK. And Epstein was very powerful. I'm not defending that. I'm not Steve Bannon's apologist here. I'll just be honest with you. I have not done the deep dive on Bannon because I am focused on the Trilateral Commission, David Rockefeller, world government, human trafficking, sex slaves being delivered, being tortured, mind control slaves. I mean, it's all, they don't even hide it in here. Okay. This is like holy grail stuff. And underground bases under Zorro Ranch. So, you know, I've spent an hour attacking Trump for the cover up. I can't do 2 hours to prove myself worthy. I'm only guy first really reported this on a wide scale. So I've not done the deep dive on Bannon and I guess I could get around to that. I did see stuff where he's like, I blew up the trade deal that we have with China. Did he do that telling Trump to do it, or did he do it outside of Trump? I don't know. I know General Flynn is pissed off at him. I talked to Flynn this morning. We're mainly talking about other stuff that you'll hear tomorrow. We spent 30 seconds on Bannon. So I'll ask Flynn tomorrow, who is being critical. Why don't you're on the air? Why don't you tell us? You kind of mentioned some of it. Well, what is Bannon doing in these emails? Or I mean, what's there?
One of the things that was very disturbing to me is after he was out of the administration, they were going back and forth about a young female staffer that worked for Trump, and insinuating Bannon, insinuating that she was sleeping with Trump, doing other things. He has a daughter of his own, a veteran. You know, and then I look back to what he got in trouble. Trump pardoned him, right? For Colfage went to prison. Bannon got by. He skated by. He ripped off his MAGA for his ball
season. Well, I know this. Roger Stone, who I really respect, has always said Bannon is super, uber evil. I just interviewed big guests.
So my point is, this is a guy. It is important, I think, because he's going to run for president. He's already met. He's in your state, I believe, right? His new show is Battleground Texas. He's going to remove Sharia law, and he's going to pick the candidates, and he's going to control who's going to...
Honest with you, I don't follow Bannon that closely other than going on a show. Let me say this. I think any political future for Bannon is over. You're here to tell us what else is in there?
Oh, they were making fun of women that were trafficked and brutalized. The descriptions that you give about these horrible crimes. Bannon thought they were funny.
Okay, well, listeners always think I'm omnipresent. I have been following the Epstein list and Mario Nafal and my own crew, and whenever they give me, the Zorro Ranch underground bases, and, the Bannon stuff, I know he interviewed him, all that stuff. So, great. We'll cover it all, brother.
Thanks, Alex.
Thank you. Charles in Ohio, and then I got to get to our guest. I'm being rude. Charles, go ahead. Charles in Ohio. All right, Charles is not there. Gabriel in West Virginia, last caller. Go ahead, Gabriel.
Hello. Keeping in par with the SRA conversation, the caller that called in and the shill comment, that happens anytime I attempt to say what I felt like I needed to say. What I wanted to talk to Kathy O'Brien about had to do with the suicide program that gets kicked on when an individual talks about the experiences that they had. I had a conversation with someone that was brought to me by a friend that I had been working with.
Yeah, we can see Kathy, even though she's broken most of the programming. When I wanted to talk about the abuse, no, she didn't want to do it.
Yeah, well, that's because there's so many layers that are built in and sequences that get triggered that bring things up into their domain, up into their spiritual body. And the stuff that this lady shared with me was unbelievable. She had scars all over her arms, like the victim that I talked to. And as she started to talk about it, there were four of us sitting around there praying for her. And just to hear her story was profound. And I wanted just to mention bits and pieces of it because it's prudent to the SRA conversation. She had came from a Kabbalah satanic family. She was raised to harbor and transfer and hold multiple demons at the same time, and transferring two children while they were doing the ritualized, sexualized abuse. And she talked to me about some of the things that they made them do to get them ready for this.
And again, let's explain, these are energetic aliens invading through the space-time continuum. Everybody makes jokes, all the math proves it now. Wow, that's incredible. Thanks for the call. All right, we're out of time. I apologize to Matt Bragg, I'm making him hold 17 minutes, because I really wanted to get him on for his expertise on Iran. He's dead on about that, former Navy SEAL best-selling author. But he wants to talk about Epstein right now. So I'm going to hand the baton to Andrews. Remember, we're funded by you. We've got a sale ends tomorrow night at midnight. 53% off on all the supplements, all the Patriot apparel, all the knives. Biggest sale of the year ends tomorrow night. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Can't do it without you. Thank you so much. Matt Bracken, I hand the baton to you. Thank you so much, my friend.
Thank you, Alex. It's been quite a week. You know, I don't want to sound like we're just beating this dead horse like it's like we're watching mainstream news and it's all about the Guthrie story. But the Epstein story, I think, is not going away. It's going to be permanent with us for a while.
And I said I was leaving, but if Trump doesn't do the right thing now, he is the Epstein presidency. He has been tricked into this. He's not involved for all our evidence. I mean, this is the white pillars say, oh, don't help the Democrats. Shut up about it. No, it's not going away. Can Trump even get out of this now?
It's the ultimate tar baby. He took your advice, Barnes, others, you've got to release everything. because it's, he may not be tarred, but the worry is that, who said that that Trump told her, I guess it was MTG, that it would be
MTG
too embarrassing.
MTG told me 2 months ago, I'm probably going to leave Congress before she even did. She said, he told me, he goes, this will embarrass my friends.
Right. And that's, and like Howard Lutnick, who shared 5 stories of a common wall. Okay. I mean, in Intel world, this is like East 71st Street, a couple blocks from Central Park.
And then he lied and said that was the only time they met, and meanwhile he's at the island. He's done.
He's done. But in terms of if this is an Intel operation, you know, you have to study, where did these people come from? Where did they get their wealth? How did they go from, like, you know, wunderkind to billionaire?
Well, let's say they're Israeli operatives. I mean,
as far as I'm concerned, there might as well have been revolving doors between 9 and 11. And you know, God has a sense of humor putting them in number 9-11 on, you know, sharing a
when
wall.
When Lutnick got out of the building and everybody else died on 9-11.
Yeah, Lutnick was at work every day, except that day he decided to take his daughter to school instead of a driver taking her to school. I mean, and he's got a very compelling story, and I'm very sympathetic. He was on an operating table for like 10 hours on a blood machine, you know, doing invasive heart surgery with no expectation of surviving. So, you know, you have to think, when you go through that experience, what's left to, like, what cards are you going to hold? But I think that there are still a lot of cards that people are holding. I had high hopes for Kash Patel and Dan Bongino when they went to the FBI. And then a month later, they're like, they've got that deer in the headlight look. Like, I've seen things that would, like, shake the palace foundation like an earthquake. And I can't even talk about it. That's the only way I can interpret that look on their face. That, like, shocked look. And, you know, Bongino's trying to rehab his podcast. That's not going to work. Bannon now, he's tarred with this tar baby. I think he's done. Trump, just by appearing to be continuing a cover up, continuing to employ Pam Bondi, total mistake. But this is such a pervasive stink, and it's not just an American political story. This is a world story. You know, in Iran, in Russia, they're holding this up as, look at who the leaders of the West are. Satanic pedophiles. You know, if you're on team NATO, team America, you're on team pedophile. And how does this even happen? You know, where can this come from? And I compare this to, how do people self-select for this? You know, it's well known for a long time that psychopaths have a chameleon ability. It's like the evil side of, I think it was Buckminster Fuller. He wrote a book many decades ago, How to Win Friends and Influence People. It's basically listen to them and then feed back what they want to hear. You know, that's, you know, in a sincere, honest way, but it's like a salesman. What does the person want to talk about? Become a chameleon, mirror that back to them. So, psychopaths have what I would call psychopath gaydar. Everybody's probably heard of gaydar. It's how, you know, men at a party can, without, you know, handing over a card or winking or sticking their tongue out, which might get them punched in the face, they have to, like, you know, like insects with pheromones or their antennas, they've got a kind of just a little bit of eye contact, a little bit of suggestion. That's called gaydar. I think that the psychopaths that do so well in politics also have like a psychopath gaydar. And they absolutely excel at being the chameleon. This is why so many politicians can change, you know, 180 degrees over their career. They can go into office on one, you know, steering one way, and 20 years later you forget, and now they're steering another way, because they're just psychopaths that use that chameleon ability to project back what people want to see. And in the mob world, I'm going to compare 3 things: gangs, the mafia and this psychopath class. In gangs, it's very common. How do you vet a new gang member, right? I mean, you know, he's from your neighborhood. He speaks your language. But how do you vet him? Well, you have him commit a murder. You'll tell him, walk up and shoot that cop that's sitting in that parked car. And if you do that, we know, number one, you'll pull the trigger when you're told. But also, we've got criminal culpability we can hold over you. You can go to prison for the rest of your life. So you're now in our gang because, you know, you're going to know our secrets, but we've got a secret on you. We told you to kill that guy and you did. Walk into that bodega and just shoot the guy and you do. So they've got a hold on you. In the mafia, in the old mafia, you know, the Goodfellas mafia, you had to be from Sicily. Nothing else. You know, that was like part of the plot of the movie. Joe Pesci can't kill a made guy, and they wind up wiping him out because he's not from Sicily. He's not a made guy. But in this psychopathic class, you have some, you know, British royals, you have people from Switzerland, all different countries, France. So how do they activate their psychopathic gaydar to know who's who? Well, I think that one way is you get invited to the island and you go and you want more and more. So you're shown the massage table in Lutnick's case. Lutnick says, oh, I saw that. Me and my wife, we were done. We want nothing to do with this creep. But what if you get the massage? You get further and further. You get pulled further and further along. And there's, you know, that you, they, your vices are used against you. If it's gambling, you know, oh wow, you just had the best luck of your life in Vegas. Yeah, at the blackjack table where the blackjack dealers, you know, throwing you 21 every time. And you love it. You love getting on that Gulfstream jet. You love taking those vacations at these quote unquote, you know, seminars. You know, it's very seductive. Even I think Steve Bannon can get sucked into that. When these guys, these leading psychopaths, when they suddenly become billionaires, George Soros, you know, goes from Hungarian or from refugee crossing from Hungary. Next thing you know, a couple years later, he's a, you know, billion-dollar hedge fund in London. How does that happen? Well, these Satan acolytes, if they're billionaires, they've got like a gravitational pull on everybody that would love to be rich. And if you're a billionaire, $1 million are like what you can drop for a tip. That's a weekend. So buying people or pulling them into your greed gravity, like I think even could happen with Bannon. So a Bannon, strong personality, I think a good man, and he thinks, I'm going to use Epstein's money. Epstein's not going to influence me. I'm just going to take the money and give him a little coaching. But you're sucked into that gravitational field. And I think even Trump was sucked into that gravitational field. And you know, you see this torch being passed generation to generation. These creeps tend to cultivate a mentor relationship with young potential creeps. When you look at people like, for example, obviously Barack Obama, he starts his career in Bill Ayer's living room. You know, Bill Ayer's weather underground bomber. Then he becomes a leading professor, not only a professor, he's writing the textbooks that our kids are using. And he's leading Obama into, all these doors open. You win this race. You win that race. You know, all of your opposition gets nuked at the last minute and you slide into the Senate. You slide into the presidency. You can say the same thing happened with Bill Clinton. Oh, Rhodes Scholar, Fulbright Scholarship, straight to London, straight to Moscow. He's on his way. Power relationship with Hillary. You know, these disciples of Satan, I think that they're cultivated, they're deep selected, and they're always moving forward. And like Alex has said about like the vampires, not necessarily, it doesn't mean that Dracula himself never dies, but Dracula, the vampire, finds a new vampire to pass the torch to, because this is a long-running satanic force that we're battling. This is not something that's just new in this century. And we'll talk about more about this on the other side of this break. Be right back.
Now look here, even to this very day I still have my trusty old trench knife from the war.
Order now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Hello friends, welcome to my home. We have all kinds of supplements. Sometimes we have BOGO Sups. We're always coming out with new products, and this is one of my favorites. You can shop for all of our supplements and apparel right here on the phone app.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com.
Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress, and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this. Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VFM members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VFM membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA revival today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
You are listening to an Infowars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
So when we went to break, I was talking about this satanic force that we've been fighting probably for thousands of years and how they pass this this torch generation to generation. So when you study a lot of these people, it's really interesting to study their origins. Where did they come from? In the case of Epstein himself, he was a young man who had faked academic credentials, and I believe he became a math teacher, among other subjects, at an elite prep school in New York called, it's the Hunter School. It's a prep school in Manhattan. And who was the headmaster or boss of this school? It was Bill Barr's father, who was an old OSS CIA guy. A lot of times, and you see this especially in Ivy League schools traditionally, Yale being a notable example, retired spooks or semi-retired spooks, they get sinecures as tenured professors of history or whatever subject, but they're talent spotters. They're guys that are going to deep select the future spooks and look for the guys with the potential. So you have somebody like Epstein, who I believe eventually is thrown out of this school when he's getting a reputation for being not very nice around the girls, and maybe his academic credentials were forged. But it doesn't matter. Within a decade, he's handling a $1 billion, hedge fund where they only deal with billionaires. I mean, this just doesn't happen. George Soros doesn't just come across, the East German or the Hungarian wall as a refugee, and a decade later, he's a billionaire and he's got the power to target entire countries' financial systems. These people are helped. Doors are open for them. Now, even the example I would give, some of these people, maybe they're not necessarily totally evil, but they are certainly evil, approximate, or they're shoulder to shoulder with a lot of these players. So you get somebody like a Peter Thiel, no computer background, no tech background. It's like philosophy major. I think philosophy and law. Somehow, He becomes, the head of PayPal and eBay, and he's a billionaire, and he's got the ability to deep select the next generation. So he holds these seminars where, young leaders are offered a chance to come study under a guru like Peter Thiel and his inner circle. And lo and behold, they find a J.D. Vance. And J.D. Vance, all the doors begin to open for him. And maybe it's all great. Sometimes this mentor relationship works against the deep state or the evil forces, because some people will actually use this as their launching pad to get to the top circle and then go rogue against the people that mentored them. It's rare, but it happens. Vladimir Putin was like the mayor of St. Petersburg, Russia, after his KGB career. And he was a member of, he joined the WEF, the WEF, and he was in their young leader program, at a point where that was going to open a lot of doors for him and get him to the next level. And it did. And nobody today would say he's a member of WEF. He's probably the biggest enemy of globalism. He's brought Russia back towards Christianity. I mean, there's no LGBTQ classrooms in Russia at all. There's no trans tolerance. There's no women or men and women's locker rooms in Russia, period. Ain't happening. So this is why the same people that loved Russia when it was communist, when it was the USSR, they hate Russia now, because it's going against everything that the globalists are for. So sometimes you will use these globalist institutions or these mentor relationships and then go rogue against their old master. So I'm hoping that that's the case with J.D. Vance. I worry about his origins, but maybe it's an example of a white knight, apprenticing under a black knight, but then he actually is a good guy. I mean, that's what I'm hoping. So always look at the origins. And of course, you know, it'll be noted that, you know, way more than the proportionate share will be, you know, members of, you know, of a certain, religious ethnic group. That is certainly true. There is no getting around that. I mean, Epstein himself, as a young man, what Lex Wexner, billionaire, Ohio, signs over his entire fortune to Epstein, power of attorney, complete control. In what universe does this happen? I mean, it's the nexus of intel and corporate, you know, corporate power. And sometimes it's hard to separate them. And the founders of Google, that began as a military project, a DARPA project. And you can say, well, you know, which is more powerful now? Is it all intel? Is it all corporate? It's a eternal battle between, you know, private power and government power. I watched a video today. Michael Jahn is over in the Netherlands, or he was. I think he's in Norway going to Denmark. Anyway, he was with Catherine Austin Fitz for a couple weeks, and they put out a video. It was very interesting. You know, she's a former government insider, and now she's warning about this, the globalists closing the trap on us. And I can certainly see that happening. But, yeah, that I would recommend watching that video. It's on Michael Jahn's YouTube channel and Substack. But yeah, we're in a perilous time. And she points out that there's a constant battle between, and you can break it down into you can use as a way of looking at it, just the control of money. If the banks completely control the money, then they control the government. And this is where, Catherine Austin Fitz is talking about the coming central bank digital currency, which is going to be rolled out for us, whether we like it or not. We'll give them so much control, not only over individuals, but really over governments. It'll be the bankers in essence that are the taxing authority, because they can just say, we're cutting off your money. We're going to allow you to have your money or not have your money. We'll allow you to only have money if you're spending it in your house. You can't leave the country with it. I mean, there's the colonel in Switzerland. I forget his name. It's a short name, begins with B. But he's been doing podcasts about how crazy the Ukraine war is. The man's totally debanked. Unless he's found a source of cash, he's essentially a homeless beggar right now. So well-known Swiss military officer, former military officer. He wasn't playing the right tunes, and in the European Union, he can't travel, he can't access his banks. I mean, they can ruin you. Catherine Austin Fitz makes a great parallel in this video that they're setting up all of these different electronic traps around us. I think that there's one of the graphics that I sent might show but none of these seem by themselves fatal, but, and you might find them useful. Like, oh, I like QR codes. I like tapping my credit card. I like facial recognition. It makes things so much easier. That's it. The Solari report. That's Catherine Austin Fitz. So when I saw this, I immediately thought of a short story that I wrote a couple years ago called Trapping Feral Pigs. The way that they trap feral pigs is they set up a big cage out in the forest, but it's got gates all over it. You know, it's a fenced cage, but with open gates. And they start dumping the corn in the middle, and the pigs are very careful. They look suspicious, but they go in and out. They go in and out. It's like free corn every night. Go in there and get your free corn. And they don't notice that one by one, these gates are being closed, until finally the pigs are so used to going into this cage, there's only one gate left open. And when they're all inside, they close the cage. And that's where we almost are in our technology, that we won't be able to buy or sell. Sounds like the mark of the beast. We're all going to have an ID that you can't travel without. That was part of the whole point of the COVID experiment,
You know, can we just prevent people from traveling without some document that we've just ginned up completely unconstitutionally, extra legally? We're just going to say, if you don't have a vaccine card, you can't travel. Will people buy it? Well, pretty much they did. I know a lot of people that the only reason that they got jabbed and boosted was so that they could go on vacation in Europe. And I this has personal consequences, even in my own family. This turbo cancer thing is a real deal. So these people will stop at nothing. We've seen with Epstein, just as an example, how evil, there's no bottom to this evil. When I was talking earlier about how, you know, gangs will have somebody, a new member, a new prospective member, murder somebody. Well, the higher you go up in this satanic pedophile cult, the worse the crime you have to commit to get to the next level. You know, the massage is just the entry level thing, but eventually you're requesting the jerky, which is cannibal meat from kidnapped children or missing children. There's no bottom to this. And the higher you go up, closer towards that power, the worse things that you're going to see and participate in. And I think this is why it's many people have said the full disclosure of the Epstein files could bring down the governments of the West. It's certainly threatening to bring down the government in England right now. And there's one thing particular about this that I hadn't seen anywhere. Somebody just mentioned this to me today, and I looked it up. You know that Epstein's 727 jet, this is not like a Gulfstream. This is like 737 sized, right? But it's older. It was called a TriStar. So it's got two engines on the rear, like a DC-9, but one up in the tail also, like a small DC-10. But something unique about the 727 and the DC-9 and a few other jets, it had a rear door, a ramp, so that if you were in some airport where they didn't have, a jetway or stairs, you could use that to get on and off the airplane at any unimproved third worldy or private island runway. Well, something unique about that is that you can actually open that in flight. You can't open a side door of a jet in flight and then close it. It's a big problem, wind blowing through. You can open that in flight. People parachute out of that. D.B. Cooper in the 70s extorted an airplane, had cash delivered, then parachuted out. You know, movies have been made about it. Well, Jeffrey Epstein, what would he want to do with a door like that? Obviously, it'd be nice for, you know, at your private island. You don't need a jetway. You've got your own stairs. But you can also toss somebody out of the back, and they're just gone. You know, at 10,000 feet, you don't need to pressurize an airplane. You can just open that and put somebody out of the back, hit the water. If it's deep water, they're never going to surface. They're as gone can be. So if the same group of people that are laughing about and requesting jerky made from people, cannibal jerky, you think that they wouldn't throw little Lolitas that are unwanted, that are like threatening to become a problem? What's the easiest way to get rid of them? Pitch them out of an airplane like that. I mean, of all the jets that Jeffrey Epstein could have bought, that's a pretty rare. There are not many of them still flying based on its age. Why would he pick that jet of all the jets? What's more convenient than a door where you can just pitch people out? A year or two ago, when I was watching Dan Bongino's show at the time, you know, no cutesy time is over. He was going to really shake up the FBI, that Dan Bongino. He said that a Secret Service agent who was in Bill Clinton's detail, this is post-presidency Bill Clinton, flew on the Lolita Express several times. And that Bill Clinton was seen to go into the rear private bedroom quarters on the Lolita Express, presumably with the, you know, young ladies. This is according to Dan Bongino, so it's total hearsay. It's Dan Bongino quoting an unidentified Secret Service agent. But apparently the back of the Lolita Express is the private bedroom quarters. Well, where are you going to get rid of somebody better than at 10,000 feet over the ocean? So you're just approaching your island. It's 1,000 feet of water. Psh, out you go. And the people that are on the airplane that are knowledgeable about this, you think they're going to talk about it? They might be the next one out the door. They, you know, you never know when you get on that airplane. You may not get off that airplane on the ground. And, you know, the people that are in the know, that the more that they know, as they get introduced deeper and deeper into all of this, the harder it becomes to get out. It's like a Chinese finger trap. You know, it's a ratchet effect. The more you know, yeah, you have more knowledge that you could pin on Epstein and his gang, but they know that you were involved in all of this, and you're going to say that? And so you get on that airplane, you never know if you're going to land on the ground or in the water. I mean, that's just a theory, but it's pretty compelling to me. Now, I listened to Robert Barnes. He's always a great guest. I think he's one of the smartest lawyers around, smartest people, period. Follow him on X. Watch him whenever he's on Alex or other shows. He uses a term now, the Epstein class. And so does a Brit that I follow on X named Paul Weston. Paul Weston said the ruling class in the West would be better termed the Epstein class. This is like shorthand for these satanic, pedophile, greedy, billionaire vampires. This is who is running our world. And that's why it's going to be, it's a titanic battle between good and evil. That's what it is. And I think that calling this the Epstein class, it tars them the where they should be tarred. And the only way that Trump is going to get that tar off of him is to go full disclosure. But I don't think that he is, because he's surrounded by, I think, members, and a lot of his friends are members of the Epstein class. You know, Witkoff, who do we have negotiating the Ukraine war deal and the potential Iran war deal? Kushner and Witkoff. Who's his commerce secretary, Lutnick? Who's his gatekeeper, chief staff officer, Susie Wiles, a fervent Christian Zionist? So if the worst part of this blood trail leads back to Mossad and Israel, that's another reason why they're going to keep it under wraps, the full extent of this. Because if the American people and people in the world begin to think that at its root, Epstein is an Israel operation, then that breaks the link between America and Israel forever. That would break it. Americans would say, we're done. We're just done. And now we're actually on the verge of potentially entering a completely catastrophic war on behalf of Israel, 100% on behalf of Israel. It would have already happened if Trump hadn't been getting other counsel from the military telling him how risky and dangerous this is. See, for Netanyahu, there's no downside. They can't take on Iran without the full force of American power. And if it works, and the victory for Israel would be defined as wrecking Iran. They're not looking for Thomas Jefferson to be elected. If Iran is broken into 5 or 6 warlord states, if it's a complete catastrophe like Syria, that's what Israel wants. Israel's definition of success in Syria is going from, you know, a stable regime. You may not like Assad, but a stable regime where people aren't just, you know, burned to death on the street for being the wrong religion, to being a disaster, a catastrophe. And that's what I think they want for Iran. Iran is the last big threat posed to Israel because of its ballistic missiles. And they have extremely good ballistic missiles. On the other hand, we may be exposing our weaknesses if we join in this war with Israel against Iran. It may be exposed that our military is somewhat of a decrepit paper tiger, in the sense that aircraft carriers are not that useful anymore. The aircraft carriers have to stay practically, you know, at maximum range away from Iran, their aircraft can't only have like an 800 kilometer combat radius. That's well within Iranian missile range. You know, we have bases all over the Middle East that Iran can target. Iran in the 12-day war proved that they can hit individual point targets, which is a really critical distinction. If you have to fire 10 missiles at a target to have a chance of one of them doing damage, the math is against you. But if your accuracy improves to where you can aim one missile at one building and hit it, and the defense has to fire two defensive missiles at every incoming missile, we run out of THAADs and Patriots long before Iran runs out of ballistic missiles. And there's something that happened at the end of the 12-day war. Yeah, that's the Iran's newest, biggest truck-mounted missile. So when you look at that, that has a solid rocket, propellant, as opposed to the old Scuds we remember from Desert Storm. The Scuds had to be lifted vertical and then fueled with liquid fuel, which took a long time. These solid fuel missiles can just roll out of a cave or a hiding place, erect and fire in minutes. And we're not going to be able to stop them. We couldn't even stop the Houthis from blocking the Red Sea. The only reason the Red Sea is open now is the Gaza war is over. While Israel was, you know, bombing the crap out of Gaza with American bombs, that was when the Houthis were blocking the Red Sea. We never stopped them from blocking the Red Sea. They lifted their missile barrage when the Gaza conflict wound down. But we couldn't even keep ships going through the Red Sea. If Iran goes to war with us, they can absolutely close the Strait of Hormuz. There is nothing we can do to stop that. They can close the Strait of Hormuz for weeks or months. Even if we turned Tehran into a glass parking lot, it would not open the Strait of Hormuz, because the Revolutionary Guard missile crews that are all over the Iranian side of that, like a dog leg turn of the Strait of Hormuz, hiding in cliffs and caves, they will have standing orders to not stand down under any circumstances, no matter what happens, and wait until the 30th day or the 40th day to go out, look for a ship, and shoot it. There is no chance of us forcing open the Strait of Hormuz against Iran. We couldn't force open the Red Sea against the Houthis. The Houthis are like an elementary school soccer team, you know, and the Iranians are a pro football team. We could, the whole paradigm that we've existed with since World War II, that America is the sole superpower, we just dominate everywhere we go, no matter what, we're going to win. That paradigm may be disclosed as being completely obsolete. Like, you've got a great horse cavalry, but now it's the era of the machine gun. So I really hope we are not led into a disastrous war against Iran. It will be, you know, multiples worse than Iraq or Vietnam. And if anybody says, like these idiots on Fox News, like General Keane, that we can win with air power and force a regime change and come out to a better outcome, they are smoking crack. Absolutely. That would be a disaster. Anyway, we'll see you again. You know, I've got all these books you can buy, which are great. All kind of deals, but
if you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionists on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexShowStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. But now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rated. 5 milligrams of this a day. Bottom line, This is tasty. It's delicious. It's good for you. It helps children. It helps middle-aged people. And it really helps old people. If you're not taking creatine, you're crazy. And we've got the best.
Alex Jones. Patriot. A man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life. But they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster. Louder.
Go to alexjonesapp.com, the number one news app in the world.